Hi, this is Aaron, and you are listening to Family Rides Together. I'm just here to let you know that you can follow us on Instagram at Family Rides Together so you can know exactly when we post the next podcast. Also, if you want to see some unbelievable art and animations, you can follow Alan's Instagram at A Ghost Full of Sugar or his TikTok at Ghost Full of Sugar. And lastly, the music you hear before and after every episode is done by an amazing artist named Maxiety, who you can follow on Spotify, Instagram, or YouTube. Now sit back and enjoy the chaos that is Family Rides Together.
Clap.
You want to do the opening?
Clap. Sure, Tomorrow War, the movie. Hey, the you told me to do it. This is how I'm doing it. Starring Chris Pratt. Also starring Aaron King, Alan King,
woo!
And me, myself, and Eric King. What's up, y'all?
Yo.
Told me to start it. Fuck you.
What's the name
can
of our podcast?
Can we go back in time and redo that?
Yeah, can we go 30 years backward?
Wait,
jump
what?
Back.
Oh, okay. It's now turned into Back to the Future?
This movie ain't about going back to the future. It's about going back to the future.
It's about going to the future and then going back to the past and then fixing the mistakes of the future in the past.
But the past is the present.
Exactly.
Yeah. So they go back to the present.
Exactly. But not for all those young people that came from the future.
Yeah. Can you explain what the young people can't go? They got to find people that are going to die.
They
haven't been born yet.
Yeah,
I don't get it. What
and
does
that creates
mean?
A paradox.
Yeah,
if you die before you're born.
Yeah.
Die before you're born. I don't get it. How
because
are they not
then you're
born
an
yet?
Anomaly.
No, the young people that came from the future.
Oh, those people were from the future?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I thought they couldn't go into the past. I thought they could only go into the
future. No. Young people from the future had to come to a point of time that they weren't born yet because it creates a paradox.
Right.
And that's why they only sent people that were going to die in the next 30 years, you know, within that time frame before the event happened.
Yeah.
So they had to die. They had to be dead. And if they were dead, then they were like, you can go into
what
the future because you're dead.
They're like,
even though I feel like it's still. Because, all right, well, let's say they send a person that dies in 10 years. But in five years, they fuck somebody, right? And they have sex, they have a baby that becomes very important in the future, right? But now you've sent him at this point in time, and he dies. And now that baby doesn't get born in 5 years. Doesn't that fuck with the future? It's not just about them.
They're not allowed to fuck anybody anymore.
It's just not about them. You know what I mean? It's not just about, you're dead. They didn't explain that well. They didn't really explain. They just explained it in Passerby with Chris Pratt going, maybe.
Yeah, I kind of zoned out when you were explaining it.
Oxygen is also known as O2.
Yeah, be harder. Say something harder.
Say something harder?
That's what she was like. What, say something
harder.
More difficult.
Get harder.
Say something more difficult.
Oh, you want something... You want something physical. What did he say? He says something
He's like, you
physical.
Need a
physical.
Yeah, now hug me as hard as you
can.
Squeeze me to death. I want to die. Oh, yep. So the beginning of this movie is Chris Pratt is having a Christmas party at his house, and he's got a bunch of people there, and he's trying to get hired. Where is he trying to get hired? He's trying to get a job at
He's a science teacher.
Something. Yeah,
he's a high school science teacher.
I have no
teacher.
Idea what he's trying to get hired for.
Or is he not a high school science teacher and he just became a high school science teacher after the fact, a bit of time into the whole
Well, he said he has... those were the credentials, I thought. He said something, biology, science...
But then why did they not want him? They wanted someone with something.
They didn't explain what they wanted. They just said
they didn't
we got
at all.
Somebody
yeah.
else.
Sorry, we're just gonna go. Every
somebody who
which is
fits
the first,
our quota.
Which I will say, this is the beginning of the generic dialogue that is layered through this movie, where they just repeat lines from other movies you've heard a million times. Which is We got someone else. We're sorry.
They didn't hire him because
you just don't fit the criteria. They didn't hire him. It's like this basic.
Yeah, they didn't hire him because he didn't have, even though he had been in the military and he was good at science, he hadn't worked in the private sector or something, some bullshit that they said or whatever. And we found somebody that has worked in the private sector.
Yeah, what the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't even know. I don't even know what the job was.
Real quick. Did you also write,
I've never seen a group of Americans so invested in a soccer game?
Well, they were watching. They were watching.
I wrote that.
Yeah, that's funny. But they were watching the World Cup. So, it wasn't just a soccer game. It was the World Cup.
Wait, that is different. So they're watching a soccer game.
Yeah, but that is.
Is this the first time they come to the past?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so these are the people. I love how they come to the past on wires.
Yeah, the fucking wire work isn't super.
So just to let the viewers know, we are the listeners, the viewers, the listeners. We're watching the movie. The movie is just playing in the background, and so we're talking about the moments. But the moment is that it's a soccer game. Which do you think they filmed it at an actual soccer game?
No.
No, that's all CGI. I think they filmed it on a field, but then they CG'd the audience.
Okay. Like the wide shots of the audience.
Yeah, like,
because
if you look, there's no way that's...
Why did she come in with her hands up like that? I don't get it. She's like, yo, everything's cool, dog.
We can't talk about moment to moment in this fucking movie. We're going to be here for 2 hours and 18 minutes.
Yeah, so they come
talking about this fucking movie.
Yeah, so a group of...
explain the story.
Young, hot rebel fighters,
They are. They're all hot, young, and... Disney Channel YouTube stars.
Hey, if that means my grandchildren are gonna be hot, I'll take it. But
we have no grandchildren. I mean, children.
I didn't mean to say grand.
All your grandchildren,
Wait,
all your
children,
children, all of them.
Yeah,
they're gonna be super hot, Eric. Don't worry about it. All
right,
they're gonna be all hot.
Cryogenic.
Well, yeah.
I thought about
adopt
donating
a bunch of hot, you know, kids.
Yeah. I heard you talking about sperm the other day, like $1,000 sperm
that
donation.
Weird.
Or
that
something.
Was a weird statement.
He was the one.
I feel
about
like
it.
I did say that. I just don't remember. Yeah,
yeah. It was like a job search thing, and you're like, if you meet the requirements, you can get $1,000 with your sperm.
Yeah,
all you gotta do
time.
Is gurgle it a couple times and then spit it into a vial.
What are we talking about?
And
sperm.
Well, we were talking about donate. You were saying having kids.
And right.
So
and then he's
like,
saying he's going to donate his sperm.
Yeah,
naturally
thinking,
gurgling sperm.
Yeah, well, donating sperm, because, I mean, how else would you have kids?
What?
If the surrogate, it would be a surrogate.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, that's why I said adopt kids.
Yeah, okay.
I said, I'll just like adopt. Be like, oh, they're going to grow up and be models.
Right, right.
I'll grab them.
Exactly. That sounds dope.
And they're going to make me money and pay for me, you know, living in a home.
Right, right. You gotta pick them though. You gotta make sure that they.
Yeah, yeah. I'll line them up.
Yeah, line them up. Get the tallest, skinniest ones.
All of these. Yeah. Oh, hey, hold on. All of these kids though are very like the 500,000 that lived are geniuses. Apparently, they're all like super smart.
The
they're all scientists or whatever.
Didn't that guy look like the
yeah,
penguin?
Yeah, and I just didn't like his little whatever.
The secretary of
did you have a
state or defense?
Did you have a finished thing on your? Given sperm?
What about it?
What was the end?
$1,000.
Oh, that was it. Okay.
Yeah. He's saying,
like,
gurgle some sperm for $1,000,
Aaron. Well, I don't
know
what the requirements were. You never said what the requirements were.
No, I thought there was more to your, like,
well, yeah,
why you were going to
get.
You were just, oh, okay, that was it. You're just like, I'm going to have kids all over the place with my sperm.
Well, yeah, no, because he's gay.
Yeah, okay.
Can't, you know? Yeah, and okay. So I was like, well, how would you have kids? And they, oh, I said adopt. Oh, okay, got you, adopt. And then
gurgle sperm for $1,000.
But yeah. I was thinking the other day, I was like, donating sperm. And then I thought about what you said. Why do I have to explain this, Aaron?
No, I thought there was more to your thing.
We can't go beat for beat on the movie, but you want me to stay on gurgling sperm as a joke.
I think we should continue for another
Jesus
30.
Jesus fucking.
I thought there was more to the reason you brought
isn't.
It up. That's what I thought. And then I interrupted, and apparently that was the perfect time to interrupt. I didn't realize.
So they come back.
They come back from the future,
and they tell our 2022, because this is next year. This takes place next year in December. That there is a war in what time was it?
It's 28 years later.
Yeah, yeah. 28 years later, there's going to be a emergence of alien creatures that are going to wipe pretty much all of humanity out, but and they're fighting for their fight for my fucking life.
It was 28 years when they emerged, and then 3 years until they get sent, because they get sent in at 2051, right, or something like that.
Maybe. I think. I think you're right. Years, yeah. I think you're right.
But 28 years when they emerge.
So these fucking aliens show up and they don't know where they came from. They're just fucking destroying everything. There's no space. There's no crash site of a spaceship that came in. They're like, what the fuck? I don't know. It was just like they were here. They destroyed Russia. That's where the epicenter where they came from. And now we built this. In that time of investing, you know, shit to kill the aliens, they were like, hey, we figured out time travel. Like, that was their solution?
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
That was what I never even thought of that. That was what they invested all their time into. They were like, I don't know, put more money into time travel because we don't know how to kill these motherfuckers. You shoot them. You blow them up. They have weaknesses. There's toxins, and it didn't take that long to fucking come to the solution of how to,
They just needed the queen. That's all they needed.
Yeah, so then put more effort into fucking getting a queen.
And you'd also think that if we invented time travel by this point, you don't think we would have already, the singularity would have happened? And we would have had some AI that would have, fought, for us or with us?
Could be possible.
You could have sent fucking mech dudes out there instead of actual people. Yeah, we don't need a single gun.
Hey, we don't need a single actor in this movie.
They already did that in Edge of mech suits.
That's Edge of Tomorrow?
Edge of Tomorrow. They already did that.
The Edge of Sbarro's?
The Edge of Sbarro's.
That would be a cool movie.
What?
Sbarro. No, yeah, they already did that.
Edge of Sbarro's, the last restaurant.
Just chilling on the corner of Jay and Silent Bob on Sbarro's.
They're eating pizza.
What this movie does best is get close enough to another movie that already exists, but not exactly the same.
Yeah, and it has like little portions of that. Like this segment of the movie is like Alien. This segment of the movie is like Tomorrow. What's the fucking movie called?
Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Live, Die, Repeat.
Yeah, that's the other name of it. Live, Die, Repeat. They had two names to the movie.
You said it was like it reminded you of a Call of Duty commercial.
Oh, at the beginning of the movie. Eric, remember that? Doesn't it?
On the rooftops. Yeah, they keep spawning on the rooftops. Well, okay. War happening.
Spawning on the rooftops, and then also when they're running through the streets, everybody is dressed in their attire.
Oh, well, I was going to say.
In their regular clothes attire. Because you remember in the Call of Duty commercials that they did a while back?
It was all celebrities.
Not even just celebrities. It was just random people sitting, because they were
eating
sitting at home. Yeah, because they were sitting at home playing video games. So they were in their clothes that they were, in their military outfit, but they were in their clothes. So, it was a person. In a suit. It was a person.
Right. They didn't even tell.
Game anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And they literally did that. They were like, that guy's in a chef outfit.
Yeah. They didn't tell him, hey, maybe wear some running shoes and jogging pants. They were just came to your house.
They
didn't help. Come with us.
They did
Can
such
I
a terrible job of training these people. And then.
And you even said, "Don't. We're not going to train you.
Not training you.
Which I thought. Okay, well, you're just sending them. These are just lambs to slaughter. What's the fucking point?
What was the point?
You're just feeding them. You're literally sending them food.
They're like, you're
going to
die in 7 years. You're going to die now.
Yeah. So
fucker.
What was the point of telling them? Because they don't tell them any other information. You can't know what the aliens look like. You can't know what's going on. Nothing. Boop. But you're going to die in 5 years. So you're fucked. And so it's oh, God. So
why would they even tell them that information?
Yeah, is the
That's a paradox in itself,
but
too.
But is the reason they tell them that to put the fear into them? It's like, well, you're going to die anyway, so fucking go. And it's like, oh, yeah, you're right. Because that one bitch does sacrifice herself. I fucking, shed out three
Marilyn
kids.
Marilyn Rice?
Gail the Snail?
Gail Marilyn Rice Cup, right?
I was surprised to see her. I always love her. She's really funny. But
she didn't belong
in
this movie.
It's weird to see her in this movie.
And then that other guy who's
also a comedian.
Yeah, he's from Love.
The big dude with the beard.
Yeah, he's from Love and some other stuff.
Yeah, what the fuck is he doing there?
Yeah, and they put the two comedians in this scene. It's like,
But then they gave all the humorous jokes to the other science guy. I forgot his name.
The fat black guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never seen him before, but
I'll look it up.
What's his name? He wasn't that funny in the movie.
He wasn't funny, but it was humorous situations that he would have just humorous remarks to. But honestly, I enjoyed all the scenes with him. He, like, brought some... Because at least there was some fucking, like... Like, not emotion, but there was, like, effort in line delivery.
Levity or something?
Like, I don't know. It was just, like... It was just, like, I was so... I would get so bored, or I'd come down because everyone's just, like... Line delivery.
No, but for sure.
Come in with energy, and I was like, "Thank you."
Like, yeah, like he was up. At least trying to act.
Yeah, but... he was energy, and that's what I needed. Nobody was. There was
hey,
why?
Hey, put the shirt back on the science teacher. Am
it's
I
funny,
right?
It's
he's
funny
fucking
too,
shredded.
He's shredded, right? But then later,
I'm
there's
a
like
science
a
teacher.
Well, later there's a shot of him, and he's wearing just his shirt, and he just looks tubby in the shirt.
Yeah.
I thought, when did they film?
So all these people right here, like all the military people, just deadpanned. No, not a
no,
fucking shred of
so
humanity.
Boring and dead inside.
Yeah, and I was just like,
"Is that how the military is?" They're just
no. I mean, like, come on, you're a human
heartless?
Being. Have some like sort of like remorse or emotion. Like, hey, sorry, man, I get it. Like, but I got to do my job. You know what I mean? Like,
nobody inspires these people. You want to inspire them to get them to fucking care and like and you know put their life on the line, but there's none of that.
Well, I mean, I get that they're like they probably feel the same way, like it is lambs to slaughter. They're like, I don't know, whatever, so I don't want to get too emotionally attached to them, but it's like you should be like, you know, holding back. Like, I should be able to see the emotion in your eyes. It just came across as like, you know, a person who can't act, you know.
I'm sure. I mean, the thing is, it's littered with there's like good actors, and then it's sort of mixed among like meh actors.
Exactly, and there's a lot of them.
But like, I was surprised to see his wife is she's from what is it called? It's a wrestling show on Netflix about the beginning of female wrestling, and she's fantastic in that show. She's like best friends with the main character, and then
that show is called
Glow. Fuck, thank you.
Her name is Betty Gilpin.
She's fantastic in that show, but and then she's just sort of, I feel like she's just wasted in this movie. Saw her and I went, what the fuck, like this is what her role
she's
is
the
just
main,
to be like sad.
She's the main character in the movie The Hunt as well.
What
The Hunt.
What's that one?
Is
that the
where...
one where everyone spawns in the...
No,
not
that...
spawns, but they're placed in the field?
So they're placed in the field, but it's a group of... It's a political... It's a group of liberals catch a group of Republicans, and then they... conservatives, and then they put and then
really
they hunt
weird.
Them down
and they bang
wow
them.
That's really crazy.
But nobody, and that's the whole thing, is that the whole movie is to point out that everybody's a piece of shit, and like, and then
it doesn't
but
matter,
Betty Gilpin right. is the wrong, that's the whole thing, is that like they because they think they captured all the specific
oh
people.
she's not
who they think she is.
Can I just talk
she's not affiliated with any political
well she's just yeah she's just
She's like, I'm part of the Green Party.
She's just fucks everybody. Yeah, she's a badass in
what's
that movie.
Oh,
she fucks everybody.
That sounds interesting.
She's really
what's
good.
His name? The dad's name?
J.K. Simmons.
Can we just talk about how jacked he is?
J.K. Simmons is super jacked.
I saw him, I went, whoa. I went...
He got like Master Roshi vibes.
I was thinking, why is he so ripped?
He's got
what else is he
Hihachi
filming?
Vibes.
But then again, he's really fit in the movie where he's...
good for him.
The drum movie? The drummer movie? What is that one called, Aaron?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
He's really fucking fit in that, too.
Whiplash.
Yeah, like, you see him in, like, that, and you're like, Jesus, you have fucking shredded.
Yeah, yeah, it's part of the intimidation thing, too, because if you're jacked...
He's so good at... Honestly, like, when I saw him in this movie, I was like, I was so hyped, just because J.K. Simmons is awesome. And then, just the tiny scenes he's in, I think he's my favorite character in this whole movie.
So, it says the reason he got fit is because he had free time.
Yeah, dude. What more of a reason do you need than that?
He just said, I had free time,
bored.
So I went to the gym.
I love that. God, I love him. He's so great. Yeah. He's so good in Invincible, that animated
show. Oh, yeah.
Is he the dad?
He's the main. Yeah, he's the dad. Fucking
I watched
incredible.
The first
Such
episode.
A good actor. It really
it's unfortunate
because
I've only just
episode.
Keep seeing the meme
where he's like
he's punk Yeah. And it's and I'm like, that spoiled the whole moment, you know, so I don't know what it is. I don't know what the moment is.
It's great. It's great.
But yeah. So Betty Gilpin, the guy we were talking about earlier, Sam Richardson. That's the other scientist,
Yeah, what is he from? What do I know him from? I've seen him in something.
You've seen him in...
What are we talking about?
Sam Richardson, the guy, the comedic relief kind of guy.
Who is like his friend
yeah.
That he helps.
The guy he has to save. The guy that hides.
Yeah, I was like, which that was a sad moment, though. I think he kind of sold that.
Yeah, because he came back from his daughter being killed.
And he just looked so... He was just like...
Everyone was defeated. And it was like, yeah, just take your Medal of Honor and get out of here.
Did you ever see Veep? He was in Veep.
Is that what he's from?
He's from Veep, but he's done a lot of he's done episodes. A lot of things. He was in Horrible Bosses 2 in a moment. He was, you know, I mean, I think you've seen him in just in a bunch of random things, and he's become a little bit more popular recently.
Can we compile him for landing a bigger role?
Can we compile all his like movie moments, his little segments into one movie? Can we make a movie out of that?
Whoa!
He's been in 63. He's been in 63 things. But the movie I want to see him in is Werewolves Within or whatever the movie. It just came out recently or whatever.
That's the trailer. Yeah. He's in that.
I want to see that.
I want to see that too. It's based off like a board game or something, or no, it's based off an old PC game.
Jumanji.
It's like a click puzzle game or some shit like that. They made a movie off of it, and it actually looks really funny. I don't know where to watch it though.
Again, you have to pay for it. I think because it's in theater still technically.
It is.
Technically,
select.
He's
theaters?
Doing quotes. He's doing air quotes.
Oh yeah, sorry listening. For the technically audio.
Yeah, the visually impaired.
The audio,
the visually impaired that are watching this, that are listening.
That's what you get.
So there was a moment when he does. Oh, sorry, we sort of got sidetracked on what else happened. So what happens is, the war, they're like, the government decides to create the fur or not create the fur, but invoke the draft, and
Worldwide draft.
The worldwide draft.
Yeah, all the countries.
Exclusive.
Are like, we're going to work together. Not one single country was like, nope. Every single
country. Well, actually, a bunch of people were protesting this shit.
Oh,
Tons of people got pissed off.
Yeah, everyone was super
that's true,
super
too.
Mad. So they invoked the draft. Then, what is it, 3 years pass? Or how much time's passed?
Not much.
Not three. What is it?
It wasn't that many years. It wasn't even a year. It was no time. It was like a few days. I'm positive. It was like a few days.
Look, Mr. Positive.
It was 24 hours after
back.
It was 24 hours after he got that thing put on his arm.
No. I don't mean then. I mean after he finds out about the war and the soccer moment.
Yeah.
It cuts to and it says like a time span has passed.
Oh, it does, doesn't it?
It's like some time has
passed.
I don't
think it was 3 years, though.
And they're like, the population of the earth is down to fucking...
Chicopee.
A percent. I also honestly thought that little girl was a better actor than Chris Pratt in this movie. Not that I think he's a bad actor. I just
think
he just didn't give his
totally
all
agree.
In this.
I totally agree.
He definitely kind of half-assed the majority of it, which, you know, maybe he didn't get paid enough.
Maybe they had too much fun on the set.
Well, I'm thinking also he could have been filming something else at the same time that he thought was more important. Because sometimes actors do that. They film two things at the same time.
12 months.
They put more effort into one thing and less in the other.
12 months. 12 months
12
later.
12 months. So a year?
It said Future War, 12 months later. That's what it said.
How many months are in here?
Yeah,
why didn't it just say a year?
Because right now we speak in months.
Why? Why didn't it just say a year?
It was on the news. It was they spoke in months.
What's the fucking point? This is stupid. So, anyway, year passes, and he
finally gets
drafted. It shows him as a science. We have to point something out. He's a science teacher, and then there's
a kid that
character
loves the
in the classroom
that's
who
right.
loves volcanic
yep.
lore.
And if you're paying attention, you know this is coming back to
you
bite you in
the ass.
You know
there's some reason that we're going to bring it back. Yeah. And so, anyway, he gets... Like you're saying, he gets drafted, and he gets this armband latched onto his or infused into his arm, I guess. I don't really know. It's kind of like bolted into his fucking arm.
It does look like that.
And
Escape from L.A., bitch.
Yeah, which I don't know how they do that without fucking with the nerves of your hand.
Escape from the future now, bitch.
Escape from the
future. Yeah, what that's happens? That's the if you try to escape, movie. It will blow up.
That's the third escape movie. Escape from the future, bitch. John Carpenter. I'd watch that. Old man.
Can we bring John Carpenter back from the dead?
He's still alive.
Oh, shit.
He's still alive, and he performs all of his music. You can go see him perform his music live. Because he does all the music for his... It's awesome.
It's just like a corpse, like dust. Have you seen a picture of John Carpenter?
Yeah, but he looks like that, but he doesn't... He still has the energy.
He looks like the Crypt... What was that guy's name?
Whatever. I don't care. I'll go... No, I wanna go see him. He had energy,
too. The Crypt Keeper?
I want to... I want to go see him live. He's like performed at like big festivals too, which is really weird. You see his name, John Carpenter, and it's like him, like, and he's doing all the synth songs, and I don't know, it's awesome.
How did we talk about John Carpenter?
Why do you want to know how we got here, Aaron? Just keep going.
I don't know.
No, I wasn't listening. That's the problem.
He was talking about escaping from the future.
Why do you need to know these things?
Because I wasn't listening.
It's like explaining a joke to our audience.
No, he wants to be included.
I was trying to be included.
He said escape.
For you, I was trying to figure out where you were going. For this, I was trying to figure out where we came from.
He said escape from...
Fuck!
He said Escape from the Future, and then I said Escape from the Future. That's the third escape movie. Okay. And then we started talking about John Carpenter.
That's my bad for stop paying attention for 2 seconds because I was looking up something. But go on.
Why were you looking up?
Can we go back? Can we go to the J.K. Simmons scene? I want you to play a clip.
Oh, okay. All right.
Is he related to J.K. Rowling?
Hold on. Can you explain the rest of the movie before we go to this J.K. Simmons?
No, I'm going to get there. You just go.
No. Explain the rest of the movie real quick. Just real quick. Just
what do you mean?
So he gets drafted, and then he meets some other characters that are also being drafted, and then they get And then his wife wants him to go see his father, who he hates because his father abandoned him as a child, and then to get the thing removed off his arm because his dad's someone who's hiding from the government, and he knows how to get the armband off of people. And then he decides not to because he hates his dad, and it's J.K. Simmons. And then
you're at 20 minutes in. There's 2 hours left.
I'm gonna speed up. And then he gets he gets transported to the future with all these other people, and boom, then a bunch of people die, and then he meets his daughter in the future.
She dies.
And then
before she dies, they create a toxin.
They captured the female version of the aliens, and then
we don't have to explain everything. I just meant
you said everything.
No, and I just meant the alien. Okay. I just meant a rough, like, if someone said, "Give me the elevator pitch for this fucking movie." Give me the elevator pitch. Go.
Okay. Aliens from the future. People travel back in time. Need to stop aliens. Get people from the past to do it.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. Now let's go. J.K. 17. What scene did you want to talk about?
It's like 20 minutes and 27 seconds.
All right, cool.
And it's just the one line he says. And I had
How much do you want me to start before this moment?
Okay. Go to 2025, because it's immediately at 2027. He says the line, so you can set it up just a little bit. But Chris Pratt,
I'm gonna do 2018.
Okay, Chris Pratt's gonna say something before it, I think, but it has no context.
All right, I've turned it up. Let's see if I have everything. All right, here we go. The line that Eric wants us to listen to, which
it's not Chris Pratt.
Eric,
it's J.K. Simmons.
Get the
what?
Oh wait,
saying the line. Here we go.
And here we go. Bless you. Car.
Play.
I know. Hold on. I'm moving the thing.
Playing.
Fucking play. Just click the fucking play button.
Audio will play.
What just happened? I had to move my mouse.
You came for the only guy for whom this piece of cake.
I wish you wouldn't drink while you do this.
I wish Stevie Nicks would show up in her birthday suit with a jar of pickles and a bottle of baby oil.
What? Oh, he's going to shove pickles. What? He's going to shove pickles in her fucking ass, in Stevie Nicks' ass. I'm assuming.
Is that what you assume?
I'm assuming the old version of like Stevie Nicks now, not Stevie Nicks, not a young version. Which he could say, I'd wish that the time travel machine would go get Stevie Nicks back in the past when she was fucking fine as fuck with the jar of the largest pickles you could find and fucking baby oil. What?
You think that's the original line? just run on sentence?
And they're like, maybe. They're like,
let's tighten it up.
Say it however you want to say it, but get the gist.
I wish Stevie Nicks would show up with a jar of pickles and a bottle of baby oil.
That makes no sense. Because I'm hungry.
Is he going to feed?
But then I'm not hungry with the baby oil. I'm hungry with the pickles. I'm like,
Does he want Stevie Nicks to feed him pickles while she jerks him off with baby oil?
That is probably a possibility he's going to want to do with that. You know, another scenario is shove as many pickles as he can up her ass with the baby oil. Or up his own ass.
Up his butt? Or
while
up
she
butt?
Sings Rhiannon.
Well, she sings Seven Wonders.
Okay, all right. Aaron, your turn. Fleetwood Mac song.
The Seven Wonders. Jamming up his butt.
Up J.K. Rowling's butt.
Gonna tie him up with the chain and...
Oh, yeah, the chain. Him. I'll give you that one. The chain.
Thank you. That's the only song.
The chain. Yo, you mean, back on the chain game. That's
No. That's it.
That's it. That was the scene. Oh, and then he sort of half-asses that slam moment when he gets mad at his dad in that scene. He kind of, what does he say? He says something, but Chris Pratt's just like, slam. He's like, what?
Yeah, he goes, what?
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 Yeah, I was like, the slam was more intense than the follow-up, than the what.
And the what.
And I'm like, bro, I get it. You're upset. Oh, he's got to shed a tear. He's got to bring the tear up.
Oh, no.
But J.K. Simmons is like, bro, you don't understand what happened between me and your mom.
Yeah.
You don't know.
And then what he should have said was, let me guess, it involved a jar of pickles and
some baby oil. God damn it.
How did you know?
God damn it. Look, I just wish your mom was Stevie Nicks, okay?
Yeah, maybe that was the issue. He kept talking about that when he was married.
Maybe his mom is Stevie Nicks.
Maybe she was just like, stop talking about jars of pickles and Stevie Nicks and baby oil, okay? Fuck you, you porn addict.
That's why he had to stay off the grid. He was watching so much porn.
Yeah. That's why the government is, he's paranoid like, about the government.
He's too,
watching him and...
He's too powerful to be left alive. Yeah. He watches so much porn.
You don't want to know my search history, boy.
I've had to delete so much search history.
I randomly just had music playing.
What is that?
Cool. The whole time we were talking?
No. Yeah, the whole time. No, that was my bad. I opened up a YouTube video to show Alan and you, Eric, because...
Seven Wonders.
So this is the type of advertising that they do in...
the Call of Duty. Yeah, bring it up.
No, not Call of Duty. In Japan.
Call of Duty.
What? Okay. Oh, for Tomorrow War.
Okay.
Truck driving around.
So they drive a truck around.
Oh, I think I did see this.
Whoa,
and there's the
this?
Alien inside the thing. Yeah, I thought that was cool.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's moving advertising.
Why does America
suck? But it looks so much more gothic.
They break it. Someone would fucking break it because they're a bunch of fucking animals.
The problem is the movie. So these aliens look so like dark, you know, and gothic. Like, you know, he's got chains on him and shit. You know, it's fucking. A creepy ass looking design, and it just doesn't hit that. It just hits a disaster movie vibe, you know. Most of the movie,
yeah. Even though the creature, so they really like took a while to show these creatures. About 45 minutes, and they finally show
I don't
the creatures.
Know why?
So the creatures are creepy. Don't get me wrong. The creatures are cool looking, but the problem is that they look very generic to a lot of creatures that have been coming out recently in movies. You know, like it's a combination.
On all fours.
It's a combination of a lot of different creatures, like the ones from Quiet Place, the one, you know, like the Stranger Things. Though, you know, like it's all these like just specific style of creature that just keeps kind of appearing. And like I understand, like there's only so many different types of creatures you can make. I guess, you know what I mean. They were trying to be a little bit cool, trying to be a little bit different with the spikes being shot out of the tentacles and stuff, and. And then, you know, but besides that, I mean, like, the creatures were fine. You know what I mean? They weren't anything.
And their names are kind of super special. On the nose.
White spike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're white and they shoot spikes.
Yeah. White spikes. Hey, did you think? I know it was only a split second, and I got to see it again just to confirm that what I saw.
Yeah, what's up?
But the aliens at the end that were dangling from the spaceship.
Yeah, the
spaceship,
ones flying the ship. What were they?
Didn't they look kind of Argonian? Like lizardy?
What?
I thought they looked lizardy. What? I got to see it again. It could have just been like a split second that I was like, they look like lizards. But I have no idea. Hold on, let me fast
You think
forward.
They're lizard people that, you know, live in L.A.?
Yes, they're the lizard people.
They're the.
They live in the White House.
Conspiracy.
They live underneath the earth.
What is it? They say in also. Yeah, in L.A. There's like a whole city underneath. LA.
Is there? Oh,
That's the conspiracy.
Is that one of the conspiracies with lizard people? Lizard alien man. They just looked like the weird creatures, but and like humanoid versions of those creatures. Like they took their own DNA and made fucking these weird dog things. And
I thought the ship would look cooler too.
And if they were coming to it, they went with like a H.R. Geiger knockoff.
Look like H.R. Like Geiger cool. with a quarter of the budget. Like, it was just so simple. Like, look at what is the point of those metal rivets to the left? I don't
but
even
But doesn't
know.
This give you H.P. Lovecraft vibes? Just, like, Mountains of Madness, you know, shit locked in ice, the alien, you know.
Yeah,
like,
if only it was, you know, this is good.
Yeah, crazy creature. So the vibe changes. It's, you know, all of a sudden it becomes a completely different, it becomes the thing all of a sudden. Oh, yeah, it looks like a bat hanging upside down. That looks weird.
It looks like a fucking Power Rangers villain.
It looks tight.
It gave me like Argonian vibes, like a lizard, like lizard.
Yeah, it looks like Dusk Till Dawn vampire.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Which is kind of cool. And
oh, look at his nose.
I did call that too. I was like, I think these are like the dogs, you know, running around, and that there's an intelligent species somewhere. I don't know if they're going to try to lead, you know, into a second movie or something, but.
I hope not. This
guy's
kind
of anime in this scene. The badass military guy, he's kind of looking down like, I'm a badass.
These guys arm resting on the shotgun.
So, yeah, after he gets drafted, they start sending everybody in. There's one guy that has done, this is his third tour. Because he's going to die of cancer in 6 months. So he's like, fuck it, I'm going to die on my terms. Not on cancer's terms. I'm going to die the way I want to die, which is apparently in a war against aliens.
I guess so. And he's still not dead.
No, because he's so good. He's a badass.
He's still good. And then yet he still says, he said, we're team.
Not dead.
Not like, dead. Yeah, but then like he that. Talks about how he's fine with dying. And
wait,
I'm
wait,
like, well, I don't understand.
The end,
what do you want?
Does he kill himself?
At the end, At the end, he blows up the machine. Yeah, he sacrifices himself.
Yeah, what does he say? He goes, I die on my turn.
Yeah, I die on my turn. Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, okay, we know. You don't have to reiterate it.
Yeah,
you know, it's like when Chris Pratt kicked the bitch off the thing, and he's like, die. I'm like, well, that's the point.
Yeah.
That's the goal, right? Why does he got to say die?
Yeah.
And then what's the face makes fun of him for it?
Yeah, Jake is
in deserved.
Yeah. So... Did you like the... Well, okay, so... Yeah, since... Well, all right.
What?
End of the movie. Did...
What the fuck?
Stop. Quit yelling.
I get yelled at. I'm the only one that gets yelled at in this thing by him. He doesn't yell at you. He yells at me every time. What the fuck?
I'm just trying to make it exciting.
The end of the...
this movie.
The end of the movie... Did you like the fake out?
Which one? Which
the J.K. Simmons fake out.
What's fake out?
That he was going to die.
The sacrifice?
Well,
they did it twice. They did it twice, by the way.
You don't do that.
You just don't do it. It's not in his contract.
It's just not.
But they did it twice.
You don't do it.
They do it two times. J.K. Simmons is shooting at the creature with a sniper rifle. He launches his snowmobile at the alien.
Oh, the other, his son.
Which was hilarious.
Yeah, flies off the...
Then, later... J.K. Simmons is like, all right, time to die. And he slices, which no one told J.K. Simmons. No one told him, at least on screen, that they can smell blood. That they're obsessed with blood.
That's true.
Not one fucking that person told Jake Isaacs. So there was no reason for him to cut his
How
hand.
How would he know that? Yeah, they never told
no
him
reason.
That.
All he had to do was be like, hey, over here. You know what I mean? He didn't have to fucking cut his hand.
Just pull gabagoo.
Yeah, Jeff gabagoo. Goldblum.
Over here. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, pull a Jeff Goldblum.
A flare or something.
And then again, he leaps over and slices the creature's throat or whatever. And then pulls out the rest of the toxin that he had the whole time.
Yeah, when he fails that first one, I thought, oh, he's fucked. That was it. No, he had like more.
He had more toxin.
I don't know why he reacted so crazily.
So when he first goes back, when he first goes into the oh, back, when he first goes into the future,
back to the future,
they all appear, back, which back is to Cali, horrible. Cali. By the way, I don't know how the coordinates got messed up, but they kill off like
the coordinates are messing up.
They kill off like 45 of their
and then
people
and you just
immediately.
Watch a bunch of people fucking fall to their deaths or collide into
also,
shit.
Also, are they
die.
Only getting people from America? They're like, it's the worldwide draft in America.
Yeah, no. They're like worldwide draft, and then it just cuts to like they're only sending like 20 people over.
Yeah, in America,
or it's like 50 people. I'm like, that's it.
Yeah. It's not even
you're
a lot.
You're sending like such a small amount over time.
You could send a million fucking people, 2 million people, all over the world.
I thought there was only 500,000 people left.
Why can't
the
they
future,
fucking?
Yeah.
Why can't they send the fucking drones? Why can't they send fucking mech,
other things? Yeah,
mech
yeah.
fucking tanks. Why can't they fucking? Why can't they send anything other than humans?
This is a character story. God damn it!
It's fucking stupid. It's so fucking stupid. I don't understand. Why are they so limited? And then he's like, well, why can't we blah, blah, blah? And he's just like, it's because, and then the half-assed reason is that the teleporters only fucking stay together with
the river.
Bubblegum and glue or whatever the fuck.
Bubblegum and glue. Also, did you love how
the,
how generic.
What the fuck is lazy storytelling?
Did you love how generic the like costume designer was?
It's epic storytelling.
I felt like the costume designer was pretty lazy.
Oh,
in this
for
movie.
All the everybody,
for everybody, all like
no,
the, for the
up,
side.
They
people.
Look so boring.
Did you like how they the one? There's one guy. There's one. There's like two, a couple young guys like telling them the scenario, like the situation, and one of them just has like a headband on, and I was like, why does he have a headband on? I'm confused on why he's a headband.
He's a warrior, goddammit.
No, seriously, no. Like, look, everyone is so uninteresting.
Yeah, that actress just not. I just don't care about the character.
No,
she
was
just
boring.
Doesn't make me care.
And she had like one scar, and I was like, oh, are we going to learn more about her?
Like,
she's
just because you're
herself?
A fucking no. badass doesn't mean you're emotionally dead inside.
Lieutenant Hart. That's the character's
apparently
name,
it
right?
is, because everyone who's a badass is fucking emotionally
dead. Yeah, that's
dead.
How they play them. They're like, oh, they're a badass? Well, I'm not a badass in real life, so.
You're
I
a veteran? I'm... Okay, yeah. Well, you have no emotion or personality.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they don't know how to play.
It's like, bro.
A human being who's, you know. Been in the military or,
like,
been, or
yeah,
fought,
yeah.
fought
that's
in war.
Why I'm saying I that's why I like
look at this Stargate
that's why I like the other Whoa. Scientist guy so much because he brings in energy like he seems like he has a personality and no one else does.
I get that.
I think they just watched a bunch of like drill sergeant videos and was like yeah that's how they are. They walk around, they're like soldier,
and this is the problem with not training them right here. He literally cannot fucking load the weapon.
No, they could have at least trained
what
them
the
how.
Fuck?
They could at least show them how to like
yeah.
fucking
what is
do
the
a
point?
Gun.
Yeah. I think what they were trying
just
to go
fucking
for.
Draft actual military people. They, or are they all dead already?
I think those were the first people they sent.
I think those scenes are designed to try to relate to the audience. Like the audience is like, yeah.
Man, what if that was me?
Yeah, exactly. Like and this. Like, bro, this be would trained. Be terrifying. I wouldn't know how to do anything.
The government.
Oh my god.
Yeah, the military's not that fucking stupid. If we drafted,
look,
people.
I'd be
they
terrified too. I got kids. I'm a dad. I got you know. And
wait, you sweet.
Okay, guys, here you go. You
oh
go.
Wait, oh, so, it's messing up. You're all falling to your death.
A boy.
How?
All right. So
how'd they mess
but
it
look,
up?
Look at the wire work too as they pull them up. There's a look. At this.
I know you can tell he's standing there on wires there.
And then it, just the way it drags
it's like up
them.
Their butt. It's, yeah, it's because their leg. It's because their legs are like positioned like this, and they're
yeah.
So it's like because it's
going it's got a wedgie. Yeah, it's a fucking wedgie, and they pull him up, and it shakes in a weird way, and it drags, and it looks fucking stupid.
Whoa, I'm in the future.
And it's a nitpicky thing. Yeah, and then Chris Pratt's reaction.
No reaction to anything at the time.
It's too goofy.
Hey, are you tired of this too? Movies that like show a scene later in the movie just to tantalize you at the beginning of the movie, like this is what you're gonna get to see.
Yeah,
and then they show
take
you
an
fucking,
hour to get there,
and then it takes an hour to fucking get to that moment.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm tired of it. Stop fucking showing me a moment later in the movie. I don't give a shit. Show me that moment when it means something
like,
in the movie.
It's like when you watch a trailer nowadays and they show you a 10-second preview of the trailer right before you watch the trailer.
Yeah.
Bro, I didn't click on this for a preview. I'm clicked on to see the fucking thing.
Yeah, I clicked on to see the trailer just like I clicked on this movie. Shit beforehand. Yeah, you didn't need to, they didn't need to show me unless it like.
How little attention span do they think we have?
Yeah. There's only a couple movies. Fucking ridiculous. There's like a couple, like I can only think of one movie. There's probably a couple other ones that I enjoy watching that do this. And they did it in this movie, which I didn't enjoy, but what like Starship Troopers. They do that. They show a whole moment.
But the thing
beginning
is, that
movie
has personality.
And then all of a sudden they flash
back. And the characters feel more alive in that movie. So when, what's his face, when that one guy, I haven't seen him in a million years.
Rico?
Busey?
When the guy in the near the beginning when he dies in training and he gets his head blown up.
Oh, that's wait. That, oh, that's later.
When does that happen?
That's later.
Well, whatever.
I mean, it's in the
when
it,
that
it,
happens.
It's in the middle
it's
of the
like
movie.
It's like so dramatic because everyone just feels like real people. So you kind of care.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, you have this.
You know what I mean.
You have this action and this thing that's going on. It's just before. It's not this. Just.
Yeah.
And so yeah, so in this movie they're trying to build the fear too. They're trying to build this intrepidation and fear in the audience, and it's not working.
What is the tone of the movie?
It's not working. Like,
is it a horror movie? No. Is it suspense?
Disaster?
No. Yeah. Is it apocalyptic?
There's
maybe.
A couple. Yeah. There's a couple moments that try to do horror. There's a couple moments that try
which,
to do
which I like
suspense.
When they first show the creature and it does this zoom in on the creature, and it's just the creature going. He's just gnashing his teeth continuously.
He's like, yeah, he's like making that.
And he's just like looking at them, and I was like, ooh, creepy.
Yeah,
and then the rest of the movie, they were just a nuisance.
They were just dogs running around, CGI
dogs,
dogs running
with
around,
spike tails.
Getting shot.
I was telling Al, though, I did enjoy the fact that 90%, I would say 90, 95% of the action sequences happened during the day. I was so fucking excited about
you know,
that. Because
after starting it off here where it's
a little
night,
dark, yeah. Every fucking action sequence started like was it like pretty much during the day? I loved that because you never get that in a movie anymore. It's always fucking nighttime and I can barely see the moment that's happening unless you're watching it in the darkest room fucking possible. And I love the fact that it was all daylight.
That scene, now, this
even
may
the end
be,
moment, even you, the end final scene.
Do you think this is daylight. Foreshadowing? Because
totally.
When they first get there, everything's like ash flying around, kind of like a volcano.
Oh.
It does kind of look volcanic-y, doesn't it?
Oh, look at you drawing parallels.
Yeah. Yeah, very subtle and not effective, I don't think. Just, he's wet. Hey, make him wet.
Yeah, you know, I can see it now.
I also like that they didn't bother to actually, like, assign a fucking leader to the group beforehand. That's what lack of training does.
Yeah.
You're just sending in a group of people that don't know what they're doing and have no...
And
nobody's listening to anybody, probably.
Again, very Call of Duty. You're with this crew. Like,
I'm playing with my three friends.
If I just get online. Yeah, the one guy knows the people he's playing with.
No, he literally dips out in a second. They get there. What's his face? It's like trying to figure out what's going on. And then the other military dude who's had the three. I can't remember any of their names.
I don't think they had names.
He just. No, he did have
names. Weren't memorable.
And he just like does his like rally up, let's head out.
Like, he knows them,
movement.
And it's like if I'm like, if I go online and I'm playing with a bunch of nobodies, and I'm like, I don't know these people, you know what I mean? Like, and hope that they're good.
Yeah, well, no, because you could be playing with a mom and sad warehouse worker that's just playing with you right here. And then
I love how
and then you're some badass...
I love
your Chris Pratt's character.
I love how those are the two that he sends out or whatever as watch. He's like, you guys go up there and watch out.
Yeah.
The two comedians But here's the thing, and also those are the two that get sacrificed their lives.
They're comedians in real life, but they're not funny in this.
No.
They make the scientist guy funny.
Yeah. Exactly.
But he's like, but I wouldn't, when I'm looking at him, I don't think
he's a stand up. Yeah.
Oh, that's a stand up comedian. I think more of those other two, which.
Yeah. But the funny thing is, like, they are the ones that sacrifice themselves, which again, looks like a comedic moment. Like, if I didn't know this movie and somebody just showed me that moment of them just like an image of them two in a, you know, shooting at a bunch of aliens, I'd be like, is this a video game?
You'd say, is this what's the zombie mode they try to add to one of the Call of Duty games? But it wasn't zombies, it was the alien one.
Yeah, is it an alien
extinction
mode?
Or whatever it was called?
Oh, yeah, that was for the other game.
Yeah, and it wasn't super successful. Yeah. Everyone's like, bring back zombies.
But, they're so out of place. And I understand they wanted us to feel like they were out of place, but... Yeah.
But they could have totally
achieved
that. Look,
that bitch is wearing a suit!
Exactly. She's got a business suit
on. What the fuck?
But, like, they could have totally achieved that by saying, look, who's got the most experience here? Okay, you've been in the military before? All right, come with me. You've also been in the military? All right, cool. You guys are leading this group, you know, explain stuff, kind of give a basic, you know, overview.
Exactly.
Real quick.
You'll be a part of the core training so then they can understand.
And then we can get a little bit more connected to their team.
I know, that's what I thought was going to happen.
Of people that, you know, are not trained and are just regular fucking, you know, moms and dads and business women and whatever the fuck,
and
who are scared to death.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Old Chinese ladies or whatever, you know. Like
I thought they would have been like, they bring these people in and then they have to train, then they train for, I don't know, I don't know what enough time is. For
7 days.
I guess that is their limit. It is kind of 6 days or something like that. They have to do it for 6 days and then. But yeah, it would have been nice to like spend 20 minutes of the movie building to like these characters for those 6 minutes. So then when we get to this beginning, and then just seeing them die off super fast, then it hits. Then you're like, oh fuck!
Yeah.
Like I just grew to like these people for 20-30 minutes of this movie, and they die in 5 minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. That just, it seems like basic storytelling that would have been more effective.
You know how in The Mist, you have those people.
Don't talk about
The Mist. How dare you say that? No, I only bring it up in terms of Stephen King.
Stephen King knows how to write.
Having a group of characters.
He's good at ensemble
that are trapped
writing.
In a situation.
Yeah, he's really good.
That's
at
it. You know, like. It's just
Stephen King should have wrote this.
Yeah. Can you write this?
He would have had a crazy religious person.
Exactly. They
would
have been
had
over
a
the
loud
top,
southern
but it
person.
Worked.
Loud southern person, crazy religious person, a married couple who just got married.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, young guy.
Douchey businessman who tries to betray everyone but because he only cares about himself and then he gets himself killed.
Langoliers.
And then you bring in Roland. Roland comes in through a portal and he's in every story.
A blind girl.
Yeah. A blind girl.
Yeah, what happens with those people? Do you say, you know, handicapped people like it? Do they got to go too? Yes, you can take your wheelchair. Like what?
We'll put some engines on your wheelchair.
Yeah, I'll put some track on your fucking wheels. Motorized track.
And then they have the same reaction that, you know, the scientist guy had when he's running down the stairs shooting the dude, which is like shit.
Exactly,
which went on
so long.
It went on so long.
Shit for like 3 floors. No, it was not funny.
I was like,
and them in the editing room just like, this is hilarious. Dude, have it go for another
fucking
3 seconds.
Bro.
You think he only said shit like twice and then they were like they just removed it.
For sure. He was like, shit, and that was it, and then they were just like... Yeah.
Well, I love that Chris Pratt's thought process in the hallway after they get down the stairs when that one's running at him is, fuck it, I'm just going to get this axe and go...
Yeah, I've got nothing to lose.
Yeah, what? Dude, he literally almost kills himself there. I'm like, dude, what if when you hit him with the axe, his tail came around and shot you in the head with a spike?
Yeah.
There's so many moments where I'm like, dead... And then they didn't die, and I was like, how? How'd they not die there? doesn't make any fucking sense. Oh, this is so stupid.
What about...
I'm sorry. We're literally watching the movie at the same time, so it's hard for the audience to...
We're going
to
skip ahead.
I can skip ahead if you want. But
what was stupid?
It's when the... So they get out of the building after they grab one of those blue vials are, and they come down onto the street, and they're going to rendezvous with... some Humvees.
The Humvees, yeah.
And as they're running toward... Also, avoid the red smoke. And then they run through the red smoke.
Isn't this funny? Look, they show the comedy relief guy with, like, wide eyes. And it was just comedic, but the tone and the music is not comedic.
It's not comedic.
Or it was not supposed to be funny. Yeah. It's supposed to be intense.
Right there, they cheer for the Humvees. Bro, what? Why are you cheering? They're just gonna get they're gonna get fucked
and
up.
And there were 50 cal dude. There was dudes on 50 cals. How come the military sucks ass?
How did they know? How did they not have any fucking?
Yeah, they were just like, don't look to the peripherals. Side, left, right, just go straight.
Yeah, what?
Narrow vision. Anyway,
also, why would they think Humvees would be okay if they've been in this war for this long? They literally want one of them against one Humvee destroys it immediately.
Apparently.
So let's send in Humvees.
T-Bone.
Send some fucking tanks in, you dumb shits.
Oh, yeah, there's no tanks in this movie.
Where are the tanks? They literally have fucking people in jets.
You're right, there are no tanks in this movie.
They have, like, dudes with the fucking crazy-ass ship, you know.
They ate all the tanks. All the tank operators, they ate them.
Oh, my God.
Nobody knows how to operate a tank.
No one knows how to operate tanks.
No one knows how to shoot a gun, either. They could just throw them in a tank. Fuck it.
God. Was there any... moments where you saw someone shooting a gun and you just thought that's looks sloppy. I've seen like some people shooting guns in real life and they always tell you how not to hold them. And I'm just looking for it. I was just like, you know,
yeah.
I watched like some dude who like tells
which
you
which would have totally made sense because they don't know how to fucking shoot a gun.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is a little off. They're not using guns like this, but I watched a video of this guy who was showing you how not to hold a revolver because there's so much blast that comes out of the chamber to the side that you see some people in movies hold them like this and you're just going to blow your fucking hand off because of the backfire. And he's like showing the – he shows like a slow motion like the shrapnel that comes out of it. Mm. And so then he also shows you like – when you see cops with like the guns on their ankles and you lift them, you know, they lift them up and they shoot them. Yeah. You want to make sure it's not on a certain leg because you might just blow a hole through your leg from the shrapnel.
Yeah.
Bloosh, just blast your leg off. Yeah. And it's so crazy. But like, look at that stance she is holding that gun.
She looks like a
her
professional.
Her knees are buckled inward. Like you need a more dominant stance when you're holding a gun like that. Because the kickback, that would smash her in the face with how she's holding.
They got nothing to lose, too. She was like, I got it. I'll hold him back. Are you kidding me?
Dude.
You're suicidal now all of a sudden?
That's why I agree with what you're saying. We needed the 20,
there was
25
no,
minutes
yeah,
to
no
feel,
context.
To care.
To why
oh,
she
so
was
you
fucking.
Wanted longer movie.
Yes.
No, I wouldn't want longer movie. I wanted the I wanted the 20 minutes of... You know, these scenes where
cut.
He's talking with his fucking daughter
you know
to
what,
not exist.
You know what I want? Yeah. I want this movie to be either
Edge of Tomorrow.
An hour and 45 minutes.
Tom Cruise.
Either
Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's a better movie.
Yeah. I either want it to be an hour and 45 minutes or I want it to be like a five-part miniseries or something. You know what I mean? Like a five-episodic thing. Those are the only two.
Right, like 45-minute episodes.
Yeah, like 45-minute episode, or you could do a 10 episode thing, whatever. Because the problem is each about 30 to 40, each 30 minutes of this movie feels like a different movie.
Same.
You know,
totally
the last 30 minutes feels like a different, like, it's like the guy watched a bunch of different movies, like the guy that wrote this, watched a bunch of different movies and then was like, I'm going to take all the little, my favorite parts, like I said earlier, but they're just slightly different enough to where it's not the same.
Yeah, exactly.
But it is the same.
I would have believed it more if in this movie, Chris Pratt just somehow learned how to tame those creatures. And then it's just Jurassic World. That would have been cooler to me.
Whenever they put her in the cage, I was like, Jurassic World.
He's going to tame it and then he's going to ride it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been sick. That would have been way cooler. Yeah. I'm like, fuck it. If you're going to do this movie, go all out.
There's something, there's a chemical in your blood that when they smell it, they just become docile. We got to...
There's a chemical in your blood that makes you melt.
The toxin, we need your blood.
It's J.K. Simmons' blood. That's what they need. That's why he cuts his hand.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, we figured it out. And that's why the government wants him so bad.
Oh, yeah, why did the government want him?
I don't know. He's a tax fraud.
Back in Nam.
Yeah. He's never paid taxes.
There you go, tax fraud.
Yeah, I'm not paying shit. But I'm also at this big airport in... thing where anyone could really find me, and I don't know why no one's ever found me. It's not like he's hiding very well. You'd think he'd be more underground or like in a bunker or some shit like that. If he's...
The daughter says to him, to Chris Pratt at one point, I need
you, you suck as a dad.
Yeah. You sucked as a dad, and two, I need you to do something that no one would ever, no one else would ever do.
Uh-huh.
That,
and I can't tell you what it is.
He says that all the time. She says that constantly. I can't tell you what it is.
I'll tell you when you need to know.
When you need to know.
Now!
Dude, I went into fucking... I was irate. I was like, why? Why? So, for the audience?
So
not for him.
Nobody knows what her plans are, but she's always like, now!
Oh, yeah, she says now constantly.
To execute her plan.
Now! What a terrible leader.
Yeah.
Also, execute Order 66. That's what she says.
Okay. No, like in the moment, whenever like she goes down into the hole, she wasn't the first people down into the hole. She only went down into the hole because they needed assistance. And then she yells, "Now!" Like at one point,
and she kicks the queen off of her, and they're like, "Now what?"
Yeah. Now.
Was anyone like kind of impressed by the one guy who they're holding on the chain
slid?
No, I was going to say the dude who jumped rolled over.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That was pretty dope,
too.
Tactical roll.
And then he immediately got his ass kicked.
Yeah.
And then
Hawaiian roll over the...
Hawaiian roll.
And then
buttery.
But when she does finally tell Chris Pratt what she wants him to do, why wouldn't anybody else have done this?
I don't know.
She's like, I want you to go back, and I want you to give this toxin... to the people, to like the other scientists, and then they can mass produce it, and then you guys can defeat this war when it starts.
Yeah,
right?
That's exactly what she
said. So that's what she says, right? And he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. I didn't leave you to die. You understand if you go back in time and
he
you
doesn't.
Fix
he's
this,
a science teacher and he doesn't get it.
And you fix this, she won't have
High
to live this horrible.
Okay.
She won't have to live this horrible life she just lived. This person won't exist anymore.
No, I'm going to come back and save this tormented version of you who hates me.
Yeah, who hates you, but then you're going to abandon again. You're going to again abandon your little daughter.
Abandon
and she's
my
gonna,
child.
She's
you know, exactly.
Going to hate
that's
you too, you
that's
fuck.
That's exactly what I thought. I was
you
like,
dumbass.
I was like, you just created a loop.
Yeah.
You're just doing it. The you're looper.
Just, yeah.
It's just horrible. Looper.
Yeah.
And why couldn't they name this movie Jumper?
Oh, yeah.
Where's Hayden Christensen?
They jump.
Where's Samuel Jackson with white hair and he's super badass and fucking electric fucking
boogaloos,
like lassos people or whatever he does? That was super awesome.
Sweet. Yeah, I just don't.
He's the coolest part of the movie.
I just don't understand why it was so hard for him to grasp and hard for him to
understand.
For him to understand that he just needed to, he just needed to go back. And give them the thing, but then whenever he does show back up, he's like, "Okay, I need you to mass produce this so I can take it back to the future."
No, that wasn't the plan. That wasn't the plan. Yeah. That's not how it works.
That wasn't
no,
the
and
fucking
then he
plan.
Goes,
dumbass.
He literally goes, "I have the cure, but no way of doing no nothing to do with it or something like that." I'm like, "Bro, what? She told you what to do."
Yeah. All like even
what
if
are
you guys
talking
even
about?
If you guys didn't figure out where it was, you guys still could have waited
right when it happens and then by that time you're
they
Cersei
have
Lannister with so much wildfire
so
ready to
much.
Fucking melt every motherfucker to
you
fears.
Melt Russia.
Yeah, you nuclear bomb it with the toxin.
But done. You tell everybody to get out of Russia. You escort Russia out of Russia. Be like, hey, people.
Escort Russia out of Russia.
Yeah, escort the people out
it's
of
just
Russia.
That hole they got to
be like, come on. I know, but they didn't know where they appeared. Yeah. They just knew it was in Russia, right? So they're like, come on out of Russia. Come on, everybody. Come on. And then they all leave, and then they go, bomb. And then they bomb the
you
place.
You know what's interesting is before this, like a day ago, before I watched this, I watched 2012 for the first time.
Oh, I've never seen that movie either.
It's way
it's
more
a disaster
it
movie.
Is so it's way more fun. It's well, who, so fun.
Who's Shark in that one? Is Gyllenhaal in that?
Really
one?
Regretted not choosing 2012.
Was Gyllenhaal in that one? Who's in
Gyllenhaal?
That one?
No,
no, he's in tomorrow. So the tomorrow
John
after
Cusack,
next or something.
It's John Cusack.
Gyllenhaal's in one of those.
John Cusack. Woody Harrelson's in it.
Oh, okay.
And it's tongue in cheek, right? Because they're having fun. It's a little jokey.
No, yeah, exactly. And it's kind of it seems almost self-aware.
Yeah.
Too, but right. But also it does take itself seriously. So there is those moments that are just so ridiculous, but you're having such a good time watching it.
Yeah.
That you're like, this is how you make a fucking a box. And then you know why? It's a Roland Emmerich movie. And every time he makes, he's the king of apocalypse movies because he knows how to just, he knows it's ridiculous. Mm. He's so aware of it. And so he just goes ham and makes some insane thing. And that's what 2012 was. And that's what this movie should have been. It should have had the same energy.
Do you think this movie would have been better? Al said this in the movie. Do you think it would have been better directed by Michael Bay?
Hands down.
Yeah.
Because Michael Bay knows how to film action sequences. He knows how to write insane characters with ridiculous dialogue.
Yeah, epic shit.
Like, this movie should have had
more
fun
with it. You're
always
looking forward to the rotate
it was
shot
it where was
he
too,
does around people.
This movie was too trying to make you emotional. It was
instead of just trying to have fun.
Yeah. It was
and
like, hey,
Edge
look.
Of Tomorrow, that's how that movie succeeds. It has fun.
It was like, look, there's father-daughter issues. There's father-son issues. There's a lot of father issues in this movie. And just
that's
be,
true.
Be emotional about your father right now when you watch this movie.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's like, why?
Happy
I just
Father's
want,
Day.
I, yeah.
Yes. Happy released on Father's Day.
Yeah, when, is that when this came
yeah,
out?
This movie just needed to be a fun alien movie.
Movie.
Yeah.
It should have been like Independence Day.
It could still be
Day.
Fucked up.
It should have been Independence Day, where it's fucked up, but you're having fun watching it, because Will Smith is also giving you the energy that you want, and Chris Pratt is just not doing that in this. It should have been... I was watching this movie thinking of so many other actors that would have been way more fun to watch.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think of like... Well, now I'm trying to think of actors now, but like... If you want to go with another white guy...
Okay, go for it.
You know, I don't know. Fucking put... Fucking...
Wow. Spot on. That guy would have been...
John Cusack? Well, I was hoping somebody would
Woody
help me
Harrelson?
Give me
yeah,
something
the, yeah, John Cusack, a 60-year-old dude.
No, you said Joan Cusack?
No, yeah, Joan Cusack.
Short hair.
No, Joan honestly, Cusack. I would have believed it more if you put fucking Jack Black in this role. Like, ooh. That would have made more sense, you know? I just thought of Jack Black because of the Mario casting. Which, that was my first note when I saw Chris Pratt, which is I wrote, it's a me, Chris Pratt. That's my first note I wrote.
No, yeah, they could have put anybody. They could have put, yeah, they could have put so many other people in this main like. But I mean, but I understand why they casted Chris Pratt. Obviously, is because he's a notable action star right now.
They should have just given somebody else an opportunity to flex their acting skill and widen their filmography instead of giving Chris Pratt another fucking role. Which he already has a bunch of roles, and he's successful.
Oh, you could have done...
give someone who's up and coming, who's still, you know...
You could have also done somebody that doesn't get a lot of big-name action movies like this, like Joe Manganiello or whatever. Like, what, how do you say his fucking name? Manganiello?
Joe Manganiello.
Manganiello?
Or does
like, they could have put him
action movies?
They could have Manganiello. Put him, they could have put him in this movie
that
would as have well.
Been awesome. He's so good. And
yeah,
I,
he's good.
He's great.
It would have just been a sci-fi movie, though.
Yeah. I mean, that's that's the other thing is that like when you
or
put...
Or John Bernthal in this.
Ooh, John Bernthal would have been good in this.
This does look like a sci-fi movie. What I'm
but,
watching right now, it does look like
yeah,
a sci-fi
movie. Yeah, if Chris Pratt wasn't...
Like, what is this shot?
Well,
like
well
a majority of that
describe the
screens,
shot, Eric.
Like, it's not even centered.
The
there's no like that shit. Just fucking, it's terrible. It's lazy. But they're at the beach now.
Oh, hold on. I was telling Al.
They're in the woods a second
hold on, real
ago.
Quick. I was telling Al why did they drive? Like, look how much beaches they're driving on, and they drive on the edge of the water the whole time. Like, look how much beach there is. Because
there's a splash. It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I said. And then when they get out of the car and they have a conversation, she's literally standing in the ocean the whole fucking time having this conversation. She like, there's all this dry fucking beach and she's standing in the ocean and there's no reason for it. Yeah. Like, I'm like, you have wet shoes now, you dummy. What are you doing?
There's a lot of scenes where like the soldiers, especially the one we just watched, where they're down in the hole and they're just standing there while the creature, you know, swipes somebody and then turns around and swipes them. And they got a gun and they're just standing there like looking at, because they don't know how to react.
Sorry. I just wanted to mention, who the fuck was this guy that showed up randomly and had a conversation with Chris Pratt? So there's a moment in the movie, guys, where Chris Pratt is with his daughter working in the science lab.
She's a colonel, by the way.
Yeah, she's a colonel. And he goes outside after a minute of them having a conversation. Like a soldier
comes up.
And a random soldier comes up. He's like, I just came
to... He's a major. Oh, yeah. Says.
He's like, I came to see if she needed any help, but it seems like you're already helping her out. You would know her best. Yeah. And he's like, I don't know her best. I knew her at 9 years old. Okay. And he's like, yeah. And then that's it. And then you see him again shooting a gun.
Okay, well, they clearly what they wanted to do is they just wanted him... They wanted...
Like a boyfriend
they
thing?
Wanted the character... Well, I'll tell you in a second. I think what they wanted was just for Chris Pratt to have someone to talk off of about his daughter for a brief moment. But what it came across as was guy is attracted to his daughter.
Trying to lay it down.
And so my brain thought, oh, this guy is like... Or maybe this guy is her boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
Boyfriend, and he's going to introduce himself.
Uh-huh, that's what I thought, too.
Nope.
And I went, what the fuck? Where is the writing?
Nah.
It's so lacking. Like, it's there. Just write it.
Yeah.
Like, I would have been like, oh, and then you would have had the dad trying to approve of the boyfriend in the moment. Like, that would have been funny and humorous and I don't know. It's just likable. Like, just give me...
Who's the guy from Wild and Out?
Guy?
Wild and Out.
The Wild and Out?
Yeah, Mr. Wild and Out.
Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon. That's who he looked like.
Who's the guy from Nick Cannon's
Nick Cannon
Wild
would have been
out?
Better than that.
Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon's wild. Nick Cannon's wet and wild.
Nick Cannon.
That's a different.
In this
that's a different.
That
would
have been funny.
But yeah, that, like, there's a lot of that shit where nothing.
John Cena.
Oh, as John Chris Cena and Nick Cannon. a buddy cop movie.
John Cannon and Nick Cena.
Ooh, not Nick Seaman.
You know what I was also thinking? I was also thinking they could replace Chris Pratt with The Rock, and it would be just
give it to The
movie.
Rock. He didn't have enough.
No, I'm just saying it would just be another Rock movie. You know what I mean? Like,
it would have been fun. No, seriously, it would have just seemed like another Rock movie. Which we need to watch
another
movie, where he's trying to get out of the building or whatever the fuck it is.
Oh yeah, I never saw that
and
one.
And then
in
the trailer shows him running, and it's like the slowest run. He's jumping.
I never saw that one. Yeah, I wanted
like
to see
a
that
million
one.
Miles, and you're like
skyscraper.
Yeah.
I wanted to see that one.
That
just
I want
to
watch that.
Terrible. Yeah, I wanted to see that one too.
Oh yeah. Speaking of The Rock, I watched a Lou Ferrigno movie last night.
Because he's super fit. Okay,
go on.
Because
he's a bodybuilder.
What Lou Ferrigno?
Sinbad.
Oh, you watched that movie?
I watched that movie.
When it was on YouTube. Yeah. Okay. Wait,
Sinbad was in it?
No,
Sinbad. Lou Ferrigno plays Sinbad. He's beautifully dubbed. He's fucking beautifully dubbed. I just want to say he's fucking ripped, shredded, fucking like busting out the scene. Like his titties are about to fucking explode.
I think you're going to say bulge now.
The funny thing
is bulged.
I'm sorry. When you said
and he's got beautiful permed hair.
You said Sinbad was in it and then you said Lou Ferrigno plays Sinbad, it just made me laugh because I was just thinking like Lou Ferrigno's in blackface playing Sinbad the comedian.
Jingle All the Way, but it's Lou Ferrigno as Sinbad's character.
Yeah.
And he's like, and everybody's at the party but me.
It's an Enzo Castellari.
It's a pirate movie, right?
It's an Enzo Castellari movie.
Oh, of course. That guy.
Which did the original Inglourious Bastards. And was one of Tarantino's, you know, idols or whatever. And but he's got all those like Italian, you know, spaghetti Western kind of movies.
Okay.
And but so this movie it's you know Sinbad, right? You know, it's like an epic fantasy tale. But this
like a pirate or something? I don't know what Sinbad is.
It's like a
pirate. I mean, I've seen the photos of the character.
Yeah, basically. He's in the Seven Seas, and he's got a group of... Oh. It's basically a D&D
you know, adventure film.
Right.
It's got like, in this movie, it's got like a Viking, you know, fucking an Asian guy who's badass at fucking Kung Fu and Shin talks about Confucius, you know. Confucius say, you know, it's got like a dwarf. It's got, you know, apparently Edgar Allan Poe wrote this story. That's the kicker to this whole thing.
Fuck?
This is an Edgar Allan Poe story.
What?
Yeah, it's really.
That's really right. Weird.
Yeah, because he wrote a few fantasy things, and this was like supposed to be like a kind of like sort of a jokey take on like a sequel to. Well, it says a jokey. I'm putting that in quotes. I don't know. You know, it's kind of tongue in cheek, I guess. You know, a sequel to Sinbad, you know, or like Arabian Nights, Thousand Tales, kind of stuff like that. It's got Aladdin in it. It's got Prince Ali is one of the characters, and he, you know, they got to save his princess chick, you know, and basically Sinbad does all the shit. So Aladdin's a cuck the whole movie, but but it's fucking hilarious. Oh, it's a great, it's so fucking entertaining and funny to watch with all the dubbing and everything.
So the guy that directed this movie
is Tomorrow War.
Yeah, the guy that directed Tomorrow War, not Sinbad, is doing a Nightwing movie. I don't know if it's for HBO Max or if it's for theaters. And he's also doing a Johnny Quest movie.
Nice. He's with The Rock?
Both of them starring The Rock.
Is this guy directed something I like?
No. No, he hasn't done really anything. This was his first like big thing. He did the Lego Batman movie.
Oh, okay. You like that. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, but I feel like directing an animated movie feels a little different than trying to do a live action. I mean, it just, yeah.
Yeah, he did the Lego Batman movie, and he did, like, some Robot Chicken stuff. He did.
Well, this was a fucking disaster. You know what I mean? But I think this is partly due to the writing.
Yeah, directing-wise, it was this. Okay for the most part.
Yeah,
I think that,
directing, it's fine.
I think what about the story, aside from the dialogue, what about the concept, the story of the...
The problem with the concept is the concept. It's a concept.
I mean, we were already talking shit at the very beginning.
Yeah, we were just talking. I mean, like, I like, again, if I wouldn't have seen.
Well, what would you make better? What would you make better? You take this concept and how would you improve it?
It's a good one.
I get rid of the family aspect.
Okay.
I make it more about him being ex-military. He doesn't need to be a scientist.
So
the scientist element
wasn't absolutely
important.
Pointless.
I kind of like the element of having random, you know, people have to fight.
I'm all about that too.
And you know Gantz, right? You know Gantz.
Yeah.
The anime.
No, totally.
That kind of has that vibe where I'm like, oh, okay, people are put in a situation. They're like, oh shit, I don't know, you know.
And then you kind of want to explain Gantz for Aaron.
Oh, he did earlier while we were watching the...
Oh, I was like, this is Gantz!
Yeah, he was like, this is Gantz, and I go, I haven't seen Gantz. And he goes, you haven't seen Gantz?
It's fucked up.
And then he explained Gantz.
It's really fucked up.
Yeah, it's just people that die,
which, again,
they
sounds like a better thing to watch than what we just watched.
People die, they get resurrected by, like, an alien artifact or something, and then that is... tasks them to fucking, you know, kill aliens or other aliens that are on the Earth, and then
it's their second chance.
But
if they don't comply, Suicide Squad.
Exactly, they get killed if they don't want to do it. But if they get like 100 points for, you know, they get to be released, and you get points for killing aliens,
right?
Not just for hiding while somebody else kills them, right? And you have these power suits on. And
they got the power suits. They got the guns, like
weapons and shit.
Real quick, sorry, back to the movie. I was telling Al also during the movie, why would you take the queen to the most important place that you don't want destroyed? Why would you take the queen? You know that all the creatures are going to be coming for this queen. Why would you take her? To the one place
I guess they
that
thought
you
that
don't
they
want
swim.
Destroyed.
Drama.
That might have been but they never talked about that.
They've never talked about, well, because they're so shocked, because look where their base is.
It's in the middle of the ocean.
So I think their thought process is, oh, they can't swim. But it's like, if you've been fighting him this long, you don't think you would have ever seen any of them swimming? Here's especially other... fighting them near the beach?
Well, here's my other thing, is that if they have invented time travel, they had to have invented, like, a fucking flying ship, like a la Avengers.
That's what I'm fucking saying. If they invented time travel, where's the robots? Where's the cool ships? Where's the better weapons? The weapons just look like basic, like, assault rifles.
They're just shooting assault rifles.
Where's the lasers?
Yeah.
It's the Tomorrow War,
Did they
bro?
Explain how far yeah. back fucking into lazy. The past they can go? Did they explain how far back into the past?
30 years.
No.
I don't think so.
They didn't say what the limit was.
30 years and you can only
back?
Be there 7 days because it creates a paradox. I don't know. They didn't explain that either. They just said 7 days.
I don't know why they can't go back further.
Because can't you just go back, take technology that you have, take it back to the past, and then create better technology?
Maybe that's a paradox.
Yes.
Maybe.
No,
there has to be a point where they invent it, because if you create a new timeline where it's something from the future brought to the past, and it gets to that point where it's supposed to be invented, how does... Who invented it?
Ain't no paradoxes here.
And that's what everything
but
is.
But then
is
again,
like,
Terminator did that shit, and that's why... That's one of the things I hate about Terminator. I'm like, how does that work?
The whole conversation that she has with her dad is a paradox of telling him leaving the family
and all
that
stuff.
Yeah,
because then now he knows he will never do that.
Yeah, even if he hates his wife. He will never leave.
He will not do that.
Not going to get in a car and drive
anywhere.
I'm
never going to... Yeah, he's like,
the bus.
Yeah, I take buses and I ride skateboards. That's it.
Also, and didn't you think when they do get attacked at their main base at the... not actually, this isn't the end. There's still like an hour left of this fucking...
It feels
movie.
Like the end.
It feels like the end. It like you said, it's fragmented.
But they had, I kind of liked that. You know, I liked that part. I just don't think it was emotionally executed.
If they... Well. If they, so here's
like
the thing.
She's given it.
Well, I did feel... I was like, man, he's going to be psychologically fucked up from this.
And he was.
Yeah, exactly. When he has to go back to the past after...
But it didn't last long.
No.
If J.K. Simmons wasn't in the beginning of the movie, I would have been like, oh, this is the end of the movie. But J.K. Simmons was in the beginning of the movie, so I was like,
yeah, why are you going to pay for
J.K.? You're not going to pay this money for him not to be in
and
the
volcano
movie.
Kid, he's going to come back.
No, it would have been great if they didn't wrap that up.
The volcanoes. And then they just left that. What was up with the volcanoes?
Yeah. And why couldn't they do any fucking Google search?
Yeah.
Why do they need this kid? He's like, give me the laptop. He's got to do all the Google searches.
Yeah, and I don't understand.
You're asking the questions.
There's literally Chris Pratt and the other guy. They're both scientists or have science. They don't know somebody who is an expert on volcanoes?
No, only children.
Volcanologist?
Only that child.
They don't know Pierce Brosnan?
There
Come on. Ring up Pierce Brosnan.
I forgot about that movie.
Bring up Pierce Brosnan. Get some volcano information. You don't need some random kid talking about volcanoes. It's like going to somebody who's obsessed about, you know, some director and asking him questions about it rather than phoning up the director.
They shame him. They shame him for his volcanic knowledge.
For being... I don't know why
We know what you're interested in. Lame.
Well, he says... ancient...
Yeah.
There's some, like... He likes volcanoes, but then there's like this extra
conspiracy level. He just always wants to talk about Pompeii, and they're like, we don't want to hear about Pompeii again.
Did you know? I think it's kind of odd too when he's like, oh, what we need right now is scientists, but then he shames the one kid who's like clearly going to be a scientist.
Yeah. The most invested.
I'm like, bro, I get it. Like, you're exhausted him talking about volcanoes, but don't step on his stride. He's gonna save everyone.
I actually enjoyed the kids that they chose to act in this movie were actually pretty good. I liked the little volcano. I thought he was okay, and then his daughter actually was pretty
and
good.
And his daughter was
That's
good
it.
Too when she
Everybody
has the
else
panic
sucked.
Attack.
For real.
His daughter was having a panic attack, and when his daughter also like whenever she was digging in the backyard and he comes up to her and then he says, I have to go on a trip, she just immediately is like,
you've been drafted.
I fucking know where you're going. Like, and I like that little element too, that little kid. So he watches his daughter die into a hellish pile of aliens, and then he gets shot back to present day. And then they're like, we can't send you to the future because in the future everything's been destroyed because of their explanation of how time works in this movie.
You're saying it as that.
No, I know. How everything works in this movie, where time works like a river, where if you're 30 feet in the front and you're 30 feet in the back, like that 30 feet in the front.
But how did they create the jump part?
It's side by side, the two rafts.
No, I thought they were in front of each other.
Nah, dog.
Yeah, it's in front of each other.
Nah.
Because if this person does anything, it doesn't...
Well, if we understand how time works,
the river is
all
wide.
Time is happening at the same time.
Yeah, the river is really wide.
Next to each other.
Oh, you're going
but
wide?
But it's going that way.
Oh, I thought it was in front.
All time is happening at once. Yeah. So you're just jumping like
but
this.
But it's all
not
going
like
forward.
Oh, okay, I get you.
You're just jumping to the side 30 years into the future, but it's still going forward a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So So if you do 7 days in the past, you do 7 days in the past. Or no, if you do 7 days in the future, you do 7 days in the past kind of thing. You can't go to the same point you traveled from.
You're not going to spend 7 years in the future and come back, 1 second after you left.
Yeah, and be like, I was gone. And they're like, yeah, we know you were gone 7 years. And he's like, oh, fuck.
Don't you think when he comes back, they should have played... All around me are familiar faces. Worn out places. Because that song fits so well, and it would have been really funny, but...
That's his emotional range at this
worn out faces.
She's like, how could you be sad or fucked up? I don't get it.
And he's like,
Also, did you like how they didn't...
The most basic.
Do you like how they didn't... they didn't have a brief...
His hand.
Yeah.
Stuntman hand shaking.
They couldn't get him.
Did you like how they didn't have a debriefing for any of the military people that just came back from the future?
Nope.
Explaining anything that you saw. Maybe somebody saw something random. Or they didn't have a... they didn't give them a chance to change clothes or shower.
Well,
Goes home in the same clothes he was just in the future.
Well, Aaron, you also have to remember this is the same military that won't give them any information on what they look like or act like because
their thought process is,
well, then nobody will show up. And I'm like, bro,
nobody
wants to show up to begin with.
Yeah, exactly.
It's either imprisonment
or
go to war. It's like, what the fuck? What are you talking about? Tell them information.
That's literally a cadence in the military.
The
songs are like, go to war, go to jail. You know, like that's what, as you're marching and shit.
Oh my God.
It's fucking.
So then once he comes back from present day, or comes back from the future and he's in present day, he has those moments with his wife and his wife helps him realize that. You know, might be a spaceship that landed years ago.
Their interaction here made me think of Tony Stark and what's her face when he invents time travel.
Yep.
It's just like this brief where she's like, well, what if you do the thing? Like he's like, oh my God, why don't I do it right here? I solved it.
No, like I said.
I was like, okay.
Like I said, it's a bunch of movies that this guy watched and then took moments. Like he remembered little scenes and just placed them into a movie.
Well, that's what Lego Batman, that's what Lego Batman is. Oh. It's a bunch of million of references mashed together.
But that works because it's a fun animated movie.
It's funny because...
it doesn't take itself seriously.
Well, it also works because Lego is a brand. And there's a million, there's a different million different franchises connected to Lego, so that's you can do that.
Yeah.
And you know, with the Lego movie and then Lego Batman, and then also,
I think
Chris Pratt was
before you, it's okay if you do that, but just don't make it obvious. And that's the movie, it's too obvious in terms of everything that they pull from.
Yeah, maybe I'm like,
right? Like every movie,
it could
does
be also
that.
Maybe I'm searching for it, you know, whenever we're watching because we're watching it to talk about, you know what I mean? Like maybe if I watched it. Maybe if I went to theaters to see it, I probably wouldn't have been as...
Buttery popcorn.
Yeah, I'm eating nachos.
Fell asleep for 30 minutes, woke
up. Yeah, I can imagine this. But again, this movie would have worked better as a popcorn movie if it was 30 minutes less.
Did you know?
If it was an hour 50 and there was less like emotional tugging. Because you could still have those emotional tugs or attempt at emotional tugs without... Dragging
with baby
on,
oil,
without
dragging your salty nuts across my
every
lips.
Conversation, every like, what was the point of the conversation that he had at the beginning of the movie on the phone that you guys were talking about earlier of like the job he was trying to get? It didn't add to the movie. There was no we didn't meet the guy that got the job. We didn't you know what I mean? Like
the I think.
It was
just the speech he gives to his daughter.
It was the future. It was the future version where she's like, "You weren't satisfied with whatever, so you left us."
Yeah,
and I'm like, "What?
No, Yeah, bullshit.
I'm like, bro, I'm looking at his life in that house, and I'm like, I'm satisfied.
He looks like a great life.
It looks nice.
Yeah.
It looks good. Got a nice yard, got a nice wife and kid.
He doesn't give a shit about that.
But he wants to,
be something.
No, exactly. He's selfish.
Yeah, he's selfish. Mm. Yeah.
He's fucking selfish. But then he turns that selfishness and he makes it out into you want to always strive to get, you know, he tells his daughter that whole science thing, which is like, you know, if you can't, you need to be the one to be out and, you know, getting it done, whatever the fuck, whatever.
Get her done. I think
even if it means ruining relationships around you.
Yeah.
You do whatever it fucking takes to be and the I'm most like, badass, ruthless fucking Scientologist you can.
In the future, everyone's a Scientologist.
In the middle of the ocean.
See, that would have been crazier if this movie was about being attacked by the aliens from Scientology. Like, that would have been... It's just... L. Ron Hubbard. Battlefield Earth.
Yeah, it's just called Hubbard's Ghost.
That's the Hubbard's Ghost.
It's a ship that just spawns these weird...
Yeah.
Creepy Quick, aliens. Grab the crystal!
And then...
Focus!
And then the end of the movie, again, it feels like Alien now. At the end of the movie, it's Prometheus, it's Alien, it's taken right from that. He's saying, you know, yeah. He was like, H.R. Geiger, it reminds me, of that. You know what I mean? Like those moments of them walking in. And there didn't need to be 7 shots of them riding snowmobiles in the snow. I'm sorry. Like
that's true. Like panning shots. Yeah. Like
there's a lot of filler. Yeah.
There's a lot of filler shots of them riding in different.
Especially things. When the movie already felt like it was supposed to end. And it's still going, and you're just thinking, like, how much? There's 40 minutes left, you know, or 34. And I'm just thinking, like, how much more shit is going to happen?
Who's the editor? Because that's an editing problem, isn't it?
Well, it's producers, directors, like, they all, like, no, cause, I mean, because, like, the editor cuts to the way the director wants or to the script, the studio, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Based off the script. So then you hand it over to them, and then they tell you what else to cut out. They, you know, they go, "Oh, cut this, yeah. Add this, or whatever." And then
add
the director,
more shots of them driving snowmobiles.
And then the director gives it to the producers or the studio, and the studio watches it, and then they give their notes of what needs to be cut or what shouldn't be cut, or what should be at, you know, there or whatever added. And then it goes back and forth. That's why there's director's cuts for movies. That's why there's, you know, producer's cuts.
Terrible.
That's why there's a producer's cuts to movies. There's also studio cuts. There's 3 different cuts. 3 or 4 different cuts. There's also an editor's cut. Ugh. So there's all these different cuts
Everybody
to movies.
Dipping their dicks in a pie, huh?
Yeah. But yeah, it's
just have the director's cuts.
I'm sure that this is 2 hours 20. I'm sure this is the director's cut of this movie.
Yeah.
There's no way that this isn't the director's cut of this movie. The director wanted every little nook and cranny in this movie. And it doesn't seem like he took anything out.
Then it was just edited shittily.
Yeah, it didn't seem like he took anything out.
He didn't edit with impunity.
A lot of scenes out.
I know there's probably a lot of people. I mean, there's probably some people that like this movie, and I understand why somebody would like this movie. After, like, you know, when you watch the movie, I'm like, I get it. Like, I get why somebody would like this movie. There's fun elements to it. There are like that. The creature's cool looking for the most part.
They're not sitting there being as critical on the acting and everything like that.
But I have other movies that I would rather watch that have similar concepts or what, you know, and it's not like the whole concept is similar in one other movie. It's just, there's a bunch of other movies that have similar little bits and that I'd rather watch those movies.
Like what?
Smurfs 2.
Yeah. Name some more movies.
Lego Batman.
Trolls World Tour.
Troll Hunter.
Sing 2. All these are just we're just naming.
Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Yeah. Oh, nobody's naming movies.
I'm just naming any movie.
Okay, I like it.
Bugs Life.
Isle of Dogs.
Bugs Life 2.
Zombieland.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, that one actually kind
of
works.
But all right. So, what do you think of the end of this movie where he fist fought the creature?
I was gonna say, you guys are saying that the snowmobiles, that felt like long.
Look at her hood there.
But it's ironic because this whole ending is edited so weirdly that the movie is just snowballing to an end all of a sudden.
I agree with that too.
It's just like scene. I'm like, whoa.
You know why?
Because then it slows the fuck down right here. Right when we get to the ship.
No, I understand that. Because
I was like, what is going on?
Because they spent so much time early on in
the
movie.
With the fucking old daughter. With the grown-up daughter. They spent so much time. I'm like, bro, I'm going to move on. Move on.
He's emotionally impacted. His colon is.
And it's like, nobody's asses are impacted.
I will say, me and Al were excited that they didn't like hide that from him for too long. Like the moment he was there and he's talking to her and then somebody comes up and goes, Colonel Forrester. And then he's like, I'm not a colonel. Forrester.
She's such a fucking asshole. Like, why didn't she just be like, I hate when movies do that where they're like,
she didn't want to,
where they refuse to give you the information, you know, like that they just want you to figure, and they're just like,
but you know, and it's obvious. Yeah, no, like, in this case, say, like, it was obvious to the two characters, so it was like, oh, okay, cool. They gave us that. They didn't try to hold that back because it was like, he was like, oh, okay.
If he should have been like, Dan Forrester, I'm your daughter. That move on. Like, that's how little I gave
I'm your daughter, get over it. She kind of did that.
Your daughter, I don't want any fucking relationship with you. Yeah. I hate you. Fuck you. Let's move on.
He kind of went in to hug her, and she was like, no, I don't want that. But the funny thing is that this is a version of the dad that, like, loved her. Like, this isn't the version of the dad that died. You know what I mean? That left the family.
2 years later, it will
be. Doesn't make any sense. Isn't that a paradox?
Dude, everything's a paradox. In time travel movies, most things are paradoxes.
Because how are those two, like, alternate universes interacting? Wouldn't it be the same?
I mean, it is, but I mean, no, like, this is
like, that is the events that it is going to occur that way.
Like, oh, it is, but it hasn't occurred. But then yet. she tells him, and then that changes.
Exactly. The fact that she told him and they're having these interactions means that it's not going to happen anymore. And so then that's when he's like, oh, I'm going to go back to the future and save you. I'm like, no, it's not going to exist anymore. What are you talking about? You idiot.
You fucking idiot.
You care about science? Stupid. You don't even know anything about volcanoes.
And I guess, science, you know, man. Military in the future, you can just have whatever hairstyle you want.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody got long hair, fucking dreads, and fucking
it's
facial
fucking
hair.
Gen
whatever.
Z, fucking.
Like, whatever. Wouldn't that
it's
get
Gen
in the
Z,
way?
They don't give a shit.
In the way, like, you don't really have a tactical advantage if, like, and hair's whipping around, slapping you in the face, you can't see.
Because it looks cool.
Did you?
This ain't the Civil War.
Do you say that to fucking the Predators? They got long dreads, and they're badass hunters.
That's true. Also, Bucky, isn't he a badass?
He's got long hair, yeah. But not as long
Bucky,
as the
true.
Girl.
But he's got a middle.
But he does shave his head. Like, he buzzes his head. Like he only has long hair for a little bit when he's Winter Soldier. But actually, he's cooler with long hair because once he gets short hair, he's not as cool.
Did you guys
see? No one has short hair, or no one has long hair anymore.
Did you see Altered Carbon?
Besides, like, women characters.
You mean the first season? I saw the first season.
Yeah, the first season. Isn't one of the characters, isn't the chick he loved, didn't she have long hair? She's like a rebel fighter or something.
Yeah, she's the head of the,
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yep, that was the best part of that series. All the flashbacks.
That stuff was the most boring stuff.
They just not well acted.
Acting
I would say
was lacking on everybody.
Also, I was thinking about it because I was thinking about the second season. What I watched a few episodes, I was like, I don't feel like it's the same character. You know, obviously they change bodies and stuff like that. I was like, I don't feel like it's the same character. But then I was thinking, well, it didn't feel like that in the first season either when they went
back in time.
And it was like a Japanese dude. And then there was nothing connecting these two characters, like something something that they did, a mannerism, anything.
Yeah, yeah.
It made
I wish
it feel like it was the
did.
Same fucking person in it.
But I will say, though, at least Anthony Mackie is a good actor. So watching the second season, you know, even if it, you know, may not feel completely the same.
The same thing in the first season. It didn't feel the same.
He was still selling it to me when I was
it was fine. I just forgot about it and stopped watching it.
Same. And they canceled it, so I just don't see the point.
Oh, and Edgar Allan Poe's in that. Just a little callback.
Oh, yeah, Edgar Allan Poe.
Sinbad.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they kill the... I don't know what else to talk about this movie.
Then they kill the queen. They go.
Oh, we didn't even talk about what was happening at the
end. They invade.
We just said that the end was happening. We didn't actually say what their plan was.
They invade Russia. Oh, here's a cool scene where but it's just weird. It's just a weirdly cut scene where he uses the buzzsaw to.
Yeah.
So weird.
The alien just runs right into the buzzsaw.
Well, the alien has a reaction like, "Oh shit!"
Oh, he's on ice
as it slides. Yeah,
it's an ice level.
Their plan is to go find the alien spacecraft that they landed in, and inject all the toxin into all of them, even though they didn't realize that it was a fuck ton of them.
There's a whole colony down there.
There's a whole colony.
They did bring some explosives.
Yeah, luckily they brought explosives. They blow it up. But then the queen escapes, and then they have to hunt down the queen.
Yeah, I thought...
And J.K. Simmons and him
actually,
fight,
I thought all they had to do was inject the fucking queen.
Where did...
Not inject all the males.
Yeah.
They
wasted or everybody.
All
yeah.
the vials on... Anyway.
Yeah, I thought that's how it was going to go. Like, you inject her, and then somehow it's like a hive mind situation, and then the rest die.
Goosh.
But no, they like literally blow up a bunch of shit. And
all right, what's the sequel? What's the sequel to this movie?
I think there is a sequel being developed.
What's there's not.
No. Check it out. Hold what's on, the sequel? What do you think? Now, here's what I think. You've got the setup for the intelligent alien species.
You have another alien species. Yeah, the ones who drew the spaceship. They come.
The ones that flew in and they had the fucking killer dogs on board.
You're right.
Told you. I saw a thing that they were developing a sequel.
But is it with him? Is it with
Yeah, it's with all the same cast. But why? Lord. But then everything that they've done means nothing.
Well, I could tell that they were trying to make a franchise out of this. No, that...
I'm done!
No. Now you have the aliens come to Earth like, we're the intelligent aliens. Exactly. We got a beacon that you destroyed one of our ships. Fuck you. That's it.
Yeah, if they're fighting the intelligent aliens, I'll watch that one. I don't want them to fight the same fucking aliens. They need
or
to be fighting the
old
intelligent
man
aliens.
Chris Pratt, and he's like Great. Leading an space marines, and they're going to other planets, and they're gonna track down those alien
are they
motherfuckers
gonna, is this,
and crush.
Is this a prequel to Gears of War? They're just gonna end up doing Gears
well,
of War
I was
or
like
Warhammer
Doom.
40K.
Warhammer 40K.
I'm thinking Doom. They go through Doom? A portal that goes to Mars.
You're going Doom? Okay.
That's like sick. That? Yeah, because they got time travel technology. Why not portal technology now? It was developed
Seriously?
From the time travel thing.
It's held together with bubble gum and sticks. And they can't do anything else.
In the
apparently.
Middle of the ocean.
I don't know.
Middle of the Bermuda Triangle.
Snow me.
Also,
that's snowman's.
Attracted to blood, attacks the snow.
I don't... smells blood goes after visual cue. I don't know.
And it looked like every visual cue that they did from the alien's perspective was very blurry and like narrow.
Yeah.
So what kind of fucking it looked like the visual
Sorry, the snowmobile
just
scene
the
just happened.
The stupidest part of the movie is the ending when they're double teaming this.
It's over the top.
Alien.
It's over the top, which I enjoy. I like those sorts of things.
Look how close range he's sniping it. What the fuck? Why are you even zooming? Why are you even looking through the magnifying lens at that point?
Yeah.
You might as well just do like base gun fucking.
I think I like the attempt.
Like, look how close he was as a sniper. That's ridiculous.
I'm probably going to give this movie a 3.
Quickscope it.
A 3 out of 5.
All right, Al's
but
going,
I like the attack.
Wow, that's pretty.
Al's
I think
the
three
review.
Is like watch it again. I think you said, but maybe
I mean it depends on your.
Maybe
it depends on the reasons why you gave it a 3.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd watch it like scenes of it to talk shit about it, but I do like the attempt of it being over the top and
at least the graphics don't look too bad.
And,
no, the graphics
and the,
weren't bad.
And you know, the it just didn't for me. It wasn't like. It didn't emotionally land, you know, and I think maybe that's, I don't know, a lot of the dragging of the editing, some of the acting didn't have its heart in it. And yeah, you mentioned that the aliens were kind of, you know, lackluster. Like, yeah, they're terrifying, but, you know, it's something that looks similar to
look
other
that,
things we've seen before.
Have he's fired?
Yeah.
Look at that! Hey, look at that gun!
For me, the funny thing is, I was gonna say,
dude, how is his hand? How is oh, he not okay. biting?
Yeah,
his
how did he not bite his arm off?
What the fuck?
I think there should have been some
acid
a cost. I think a cost to this last fight here, the boss battle, which is that he loses a hand.
Yeah,
just some
yeah,
cost
sure,
because,
and then he gets a cool mech hand.
Well, check it out. Yeah, that would be cool in the second one, but. They show the wife, you could tie this back in. They show the wife with a bunch of veterans that have lost limbs.
There you go. And then she helps him recuperate.
Yeah, it was just like she's already one of those fucking PTSD therapist people.
Oh my God, his face with that goofy beanie.
And look, it rips its own arm off here. Why couldn't you just rip his arm off? He sits down defeated, you know, because the aliens are right. Thrashing around.
All right. Oh, so I'm gonna.
We're just doing commentary.
Yeah, I know.
Now.
I'm gonna go back.
No audio.
I know. Okay. All right.
Fuck you. I'm doing it. The last fucking 10 minutes of this.
Also, yeah, like being right, gonna... close to an edge of a with the amount
edge
of
tomorrow.
Explosions, the explosion that went
How?
Off, and the movement on this glacier, this shit, it is so easy to shift snow, like. In the mountains, for avalanches to occur. That explosion would have caused a fucking avalanche.
Could have caused an avalanche, yeah.
Like, it's insane that it didn't. And then he's just hanging out near the edge like, whoop.
That's Russian snow for you.
It's fucking tougher than any goddamn snow on the planet.
Ice. I agree with Al's score of, I probably would say...
Lower. Go lower.
No, I was gonna go 3 out of 10. Also, just because
3 out of 10.
I'm sorry, 3 out of 4.
Oh shit!
I'm going to go similar.
I would say a 3 out of 5. I don't know if I would like. I would have if I was gonna watch it again. It would be with somebody that hadn't seen it and was just like, "Hey, I'm gonna watch it tomorrow." Whatever. Like,
this movie over the kaiju movie. What was that one with the? With the mechs and they're fighting and
I'd watch Pacific Rim.
Yeah. Did they make a second one of those?
They did, yeah. I never saw Pacific Rim 2. I would watch Pacific Rim over this.
Do you think that's
movie.
Where this is going? It's going to go sequel that nobody gives a fuck about and it just
I mean, this went first movie nobody gives a fuck about.
I would
about,
say
right?
different.
We're making a second one whether you want it or not.
I would say much. Different in the sense of I would say no. I would say people will watch the sequel because it's a streaming service sequel. Pacific Rim 2,
oh,
yeah, you had to go to theaters. So like,
oh, this was only released in...
This is an Amazon movie.
Yeah, Amazon original. Okay. I think it might have been put into theaters for like a few days or, so, or you know, some amount of time.
Do you think
time,
people like this movie, but it was an generally, Amazon original. Do you think more people like this movie than they did when Pacific Rim came out? Like, do you think...
I think Pacific Rim had a certain level of hype around it because it was Guillermo del Toro doing it.
Yeah, I think Pacific
combined
Rim
with,
won,
it was like...
Yeah.
Nobody, we hadn't seen a fucking big
that
monster
movie, yeah.
mech movie
in a while.
With this much
but that,
production.
But that movie, what that movie's missing is family.
This one has
oh,
too much
shit,
family.
We bringing it back
it's
to,
got,
bring it
it's
to Vinny
got,
D's.
It's got parents who are fighting, you know, for their future. You know, kids who are also fighting for their future. You know, it's got random
stuck
people
in the past well,
it
fighting
has,
for the future.
It has that element a little bit with Idris Elba and the Asian
I
girls
feel like this
character.
For a generic audience.
He raised her.
Yeah.
For a generic audience,
I mean, like
I
said,
this,
a little bit.
Yeah, no. This feels more like, but. You know, average, you know, American households.
Average
family.
Joes.
Yeah, average
yeah,
Joes.
I like, would say I
like
could.
This movie more. And yeah. I did think that they should have had Southern accents, you know, the main characters, him and his daughter. I'm still going with that.
Rats.
But yeah, for me though, my 3 out of 10 is based off of just
Inglourious Basterds,
the attempt and the things that they're stealing from other movies. Like you took some of the cool things that I've seen in other things, and I like those elements.
Keep
I wasn't
them there.
I wasn't super bored during this movie. I was like, all right, cool, you know what's going on, but. It's not a movie
from
that
the
I
beginning,
would.
I was like, hurry the fuck up. Come on.
Yeah,
come
the
come
beginning
on, come
part
on,
took
on,
a little
on,
while. But
on.
But it's not a movie that I would set out to watch again. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, I want to watch Tomorrow War. That was an exciting romp of a
I
film.
I keep forgetting the name of the movie.
but I would say 3 just for the attempt of, like, the CGI and the like, you know, they did destroy a lot of the like they like when they cut them up or whatever. There was a couple moments where like people got ripped in half and stuff. Not a lot of blood, but blood for the aliens. There were a lot of alien blood, but also for the chaotic helicopter moment that the helicopter blade like
they all
destroyed
jump
like
into
seven
the,
of them.
Yeah, yellow blood mist everywhere.
But yeah, I would say 3 out of 10 because it's not a horrible movie by any means. It's not a great movie. It's just a watchable movie.
Yeah, but what's cooler helicopter wise, that scene or 28 Weeks Later helicopter?
Zombos,
where it's absolutely ridiculous, insane.
Well, this looked visually better, but
I don't know.
Yeah.
Or
Killian Murphy.
Probably.
Is that his name?
So then we bring him back to Cillian Murphy. Cillian Murphy would have been a better choice than Chris Pratt. But it's him doing his Peaky Blinders character.
But Cillian Murphy was in Quiet Place 2. So he already got his alien movie. Yeah.
Whatever his accent is. Aaron, do his accent.
I can't do his accent.
Do it.
I can't do it.
Do it.
I'm not good at accents. It's going to not sound like an accent. It's just going to be me talking. Or that accent. I don't know what you were trying.
I was trying to kick you. Oh, you were trying to threaten you.
Do it. Fucking do his accent.
You give your score.
All right.
I'll see if I can do an accent.
Okay. Well, you work on it. I'm going to give it a fucking...
Sweet.
Fucking... I don't know. This movie exhausted me personally. And so... 1.5.
Cool.
1.5 because I would not watch it again.
Yeah.
Like Aaron was saying, there are far better movies that have much more rewatchability, that execute certain moments that this movie tries to execute far better. And this movie is just kind of...
And
just,
stick to the theme.
It definitely just feels like possibly studio involvement, had them refilming a bunch of stuff, reshooting things, cuttings. I'm sure there were more footage. You claim that there isn't, but I think there is more footage.
I just claimed based off of it being a 2-hour
I think there was tons of footage that he filmed and the studio was like, refilm those. And then had him go in and then put in a bunch of bullshit and extra nonsense. And the characters aren't memorable. I only remember Chris Pratt's character's name because they said it a few times, and is weird to see him with the name Dan. It doesn't match him at all.
What was his full name? Dan something?
Dan Forrester.
No, his name was Jim.
Oh, Dan was his middle
James
name.
Dan Forrester. He didn't want to go by James because his dad...
There was four names.
No, they said, do you go by Jim?
Jimmy James.
James or Jim? And he goes, I go by Dan.
I thought it was like... Yeah, James, no, I think Aaron's right. Dan Forrester something.
Junior.
No, it was just James.
His last name is Junior. He has the exact same name as his dad.
Because he didn't want to go by James because he hated his dad, whose name was James.
Yeah, so Dan, only because it just he didn't look like a Dan to me. I don't remember any other character's names.
Danny boy!
I guess I know the dad's name because he's a junior, so the dad's name was...
Senior.
Jim. Or James.
Jim and Pam. Well, I think were the why his wife's
Jim
name is Pam.
Pam. Oh, man, wouldn't have J.K. Simmons as the boss in The Office would have been great?
Yeah, come on, reshoot that.
Hey, that would have been so good, right?
Just the first season.
He would have been really funny, but the intensity would have...
Can we have a what if, a Marvel's what if episode
for The Office?
For The Office?
For an entire season?
Just the episode, just the pilot of The Office.
So,
love it.
Yeah, like a 1.5. I wouldn't rewatch it.
Yeah.
But I...
It's funny, like, I give it a 3, but it's only based off of just attempt of stuff. It's not based off of me wanting to watch the movie.
I mean, yeah,
it's funny because
that's true. It's like
I give better movies worse scores. I've given better movies worse scores.
Seriously. No, it's like 1.5 based off of... I'm impressed that Amazon was able to pull off some of the graphics in this movie. 1.5 because they just looked very good.
Yeah.
And... I mean, this doesn't dissuade me from watching any other Amazon.
Would you watch the sequel? I'd watch the
things.
Sequel.
Sure, I'll watch it out of curiosity. But you know, of anything Amazon related, I'm hyped for Good Omens season 2 whenever that comes up.
Cool.
Lord of the Rings
season 3.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm not hype about it because I'm scared. I don't want it to be bad.
Yeah. But
And I also read something that maybe Howard Shore was going to come back and do the music.
Oh, cool.
Which that lifts me a little bit.
Yeah.
But
you're like, the acting's horrible, but the music.
But the music
is beautiful.
Oh, legendary.
Yeah.
The music is
close
your
eyes.
It's
like the Hobbits movies, like meh, but there's some good music in it.
Yeah,
you know, good music, and I mean, and then you know,
like
I said, you saw a meme. Man.
Wait, is that wait?
That's Enya, goddamn
it!
Yeah,
like,
may it be. That's what I heard you say.
May it be.
Shines down upon you.
We've talked for an hour 51 minutes.
Fuck you, Aaron. That isn't the fucking
holy shit. What?
An hour 53 minutes. We've talked for an hour 53 minutes.
Fucking get us out of here.
And the whole time we didn't talk about Mario, but we don't have time to talk about. We'll talk about Mario another day. Chris Pratt playing Mario.
A weird casting.
Yeah, weird casting of Mario.
Well, so... just Chris Pratt is the weirdest one to me. And maybe Anya Taylor-Joy. But
yeah,
I'm excited about Jack Black as Bowser. That sounds fun to me.
Really?
There you go.
That sounds fun to me.
Nothing matched for me. I'm just like...
I just think he can... I think I was excited when he was cast as Claptrap for the Borderlands movie. Because think he has the capability of pulling that off. And I've been shocked by Jack Black before. So I think...
Okay, so one thing.
Could do
you
shocked.
Think... Real quick.
Do you
think they're going to change the voices? Because I was saying that they were going to do like a Lego movie.
Like it's just Seth Rogen going like, hey, yeah, like Donkey Kong.
Like Chris Pratt is like, Donkey like, Kong smokes weed.
I'm getting big.
Oh, shit. Donkey Kong smokes weed. He's like, Chris Pratt's like, it's a me, a Mario. And then he, you know, he comes home and he takes off his hat and everything. He's like, that's not me.
So no. they already did that with
Wreck-It Ralph. I don't want to see him without a mustache.
So they already did it with Wreck-It Ralph. They already did that concept.
Yeah, no,
with
I don't want to see that again.
I can't believe imagine Nintendo doing that to their property.
Okay,
so because Nintendo's very specific about their property.
Seriously, then everybody's going to be doing voices for what those characters are known to be sounding like.
Yes,
what I want it to be is which I is want weird. A why Smash movie?
So here's the weird part. Is that why
Mario first Smash?
So here's the weird part about that concept: is why cast these people if they're just going to be doing these voices, these specific voices?
Yeah, what's the point?
They don't have any dialogue. They're just going, "It's me, a Mario."
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's just silence, and then they're staring, and then Bowser's like, "Ooh." Yeah,
I can imagine it being slightly different. Awesome. But what did he sound like? Wasn't there an animated? Was there an animated animated Mario show ever? And like he had a voice,
but it was, but there was actual dialogue.
Did he sound like?
And it was a part of that live action Mario show. It was the same show.
Oh, okay. It was the wrestler guy, Lou, whatever.
Yeah,
the fuck his name.
It was
Lou Albano,
that show,
or
and then there'd be like, "We got some more whatever to show you," and then it would cut to the cartoon. Yeah.
And they were stereotypical, you know, Italian plumbers in New York.
Yeah.
So I don't know what direction they're going.
Well, maybe they might go. Yeah, maybe they might go with that or a Bob Hoskins or something or whatever. I don't. You know what I mean? Like,
they're not.
Yeah. Why would you bring up Bob Hoskins?
No, you gotta do
recipes.
Also, we were shocked that John Leguizamo wasn't casted for anybody in this fucking movie. We were kind of bummed about that.
Yeah, we're like, what?
Like, why isn't John Leguizamo in this movie?
This is fucked up.
Yeah, we're a little bummed about that.
What about Dennis Hopper?
That's Dennis Hopper. Yeah, they should have brought back.
And where's my
Dennis
pizza?
Yeah.
He's the pizza delivery guy ordering delivery pizza to. Here's your pizza, but it's just Dennis Hopper's voice.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? An extra raptor on it, or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Something stupid like that.
Raptoroni?
Yeah, I mean, we have obviously it doesn't come out. It doesn't come out for a year.
Give me Koopa coins.
This movie doesn't come out.
You lame-os.
Yeah.
That's what the dialogue I'm open for.
This movie doesn't come out for a year. And we're not going to hear it. We're not going to like hear any of the voices until later. So we'll actually have more to talk about once we hear fucking voices in like 7 months or whatever the fuck. But, I'm sure at Comic-Con they'll do some sort of announce, you know, like here's a
here's
bit
a
of something.
Sneak peek.
I'd be like, hey, Mario.
It's Mario just taking off his hat, swooping his hair, putting it back on. Yeah. That's it. That's the animation.
No, he turns and goes, it's a me.
It's me.
Also,
Jurassic
I did find it.
World 3.
I did find it weird that Donkey Kong and Bowser are in this because they're both villains for him. And I'm curious on.
Well, I think they're going to do like Donkey Kong's like.
As a villain.
It's going to be like,
villain.
Yeah,
original
them,
villain,
like, referencing.
Then they're frenemies.
Well, they were frenemies. And then I think they are still just frenemies. Yeah. I don't really think.
They should make a Mario Donkey Kong video.
I don't think they
game.
Ever explained what
That's
happened
not
to
just
Donkey
the original
Kong
Mario,
why
but...
he stopped kidnapping women.
Yeah.
And then he became a good guy. I don't even know.
Yeah.
I really don't know. I know Cranky Kong's in it. Does that mean? But Diddy Kong's not in it?
No, just Cranky Kong.
What the fuck? I don't give a fuck about Cranky Kong.
Is that the old man?
Yeah, it's his grandpa. He's got this
we have
cane.
No idea what this story is going to be. It's going to be wacky.
It's a weird one.
It's going to be wacky, which is going to be
fun. And the wizard guy's in it.
You think there will be a Mario Kart moment?
Like a wizard Koopa?
Yeah, wizard Koopa.
Maybe there'll be a Mario Kart moment where they're all driving carts. And they're on Rainbow Road.
Yeah, there's so many things that they could.
I'm all about that.
God, just, what script did they approve?
I guess, yeah, we'll find out in a year.
Right? Like, what the fuck is this? Like, it's so weird. Like, you'd think they would have finally done Legend of Zelda first, because at least there's a story there. It's fragmented and insane, but at least there's something you can work with there. Like, Final Fantasy is making shit, and they have an insane nonsense timeline.
Yeah.
And so does Legend of Zelda. Just do Legend of Zelda first.
Yeah.
It makes they've been trying to.
No, that came out after Mario, right?
Like, just do Legend of Zelda. Do fucking, what's another Nintendo? Do Metroid, another fucking Nintendo property that has a storyline. Star Fox,
yeah,
another one.
First, this is their first franchise. They know.
Let's go with the one that has no plot.
They know what the story is.
It's just a basic
psychedelic mushroom trip through fucking hell.
Yeah, I hope it's.
And you know, Toad's gonna say, sorry, Mario Princess of Another Castle. You know he's going to say it at one point, and it's going to be depressing. It's going to be
going to say it just like that.
It's going to be Keegan-Michael Key, and he's just like, sorry, bro. It's fucking...
Yeah. I'm glad it's animated, though, and not just a...
Oh, my God. Live action with all these people playing
them? Live action musical? On ice?
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay. You had me.
You sold me at On Ice. Me?
All right.
I'm interested.
Oh man! All right. Well, if you
take
guys,
us out, Aaron.
If you guys
want to, don't follow me on Instagram. A Ghost Full of Sugar. I post art and animations and stuff like that. Not a lot of stuff, but you know it's on there. So fucking enjoy it. It's fucking awesome. You piece of shit. Follow me.
Don't follow us at Family Rides Together on anything on Instagram or on Spotify. You know, don't follow us.
Exciting.
And then thanks, Mac Daddy, for you can follow Mac Daddy Drummer.
Oh yeah, he changed his name to Maxiety.
Oh shit!
Oh, then so don't all follow, those episodes
don't
null and void. Yeah.
No. I mean, just now he changed it.
What is it, Mac? Oh, like at this very second.
Yeah, yeah. I'm getting it. Maxiety. Telepathy. Yeah.
Mac, what is it?
Telepathically, Maxiety, like anxiety and Big Macs. Like he, I guess he eats a lot of Big Macs.
Oh,
Max
I E T Y.
Something like that.
Or is it M-A-X?
So
we'll post it. We'll post it in the thing.
All right, yeah.
And,
I'll tag
Instagram.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. We got this far. We've talked as long as the movie. So if you got it through the movie, you could get through this. If you made it through this fucking movie, you could make it through this.
Yeah.
If you made it through this,
because it was hilarious and it was more engaging
than the movie.
Yeah, and it was a roller coaster.
Screaming.
A roller coaster ride of emotions, you know?
Engage! Yeah. Engage! You're drafted!
Oh, my God.
Yeah, a level of intensity that this movie or the sequel could never match.
That's true. Yeah. Alan did show... You showed intensity toward me. I showed intensity toward you. We
showed intensity towards me.
Love it. All right, thanks for listening, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.